Oh, well, there we are then. Interesting. Absolutely fascinating. Bob Ballard, thank you so much. Really appreciate talking to you. Paralympic commentator, TalkSport host, of course. Thank you very much. He's been covering the Paralympics. Absolutely brilliant stuff. We're going to have those two parades mid-October at Manchester and London to celebrate not just the Olympians, but the Paralympic achievement as well. Talking of...
Achieving.
Mr. John Holmes is here. So that's the only thing about watching the Paralympics. I find it quite depressing just for me. And the sort of, I've got no excuses. I'm able-bodied and relatively fit. Okay, I'm quite old, I'm 48. I can't do anything that they can do. I can't do any of it.
No. Well, no, that much is clear just by looking at you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Good. You'd fit in a bobsleigh better than me, to be fair.
I've been in a bobsleigh. It's excellent.
I can't think of anything more terrifying.
I went down the Olympic run at Innsbruck. And it was fantastic.
Did you go head first?
I banged my helmet, I'll be brutally honest with you.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
I'm just checking.
No,
you never know.
Rick, I don't know what you're thinking, you filthy-minded creature. The helmet I was wearing was ricocheting off the side of the bobsleigh as you go down the thing. And it... half smack it about, let me tell you.
We'll move on from that. You've got about less than seconds to tell me what's coming up on
you
your
can
show.
Win some meat in a game of band or band book.
Oh, same old.
Yeah, usual.
Excellent stuff. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
I'll show you my helmet.
Don't show me your helmet. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6-foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
So, Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Syrian aid convoy stopped after deadly airstrike. Find out why Trump Jr. is being criticised. And Paralympic stars come home.
Talk Radio.
All aid convoys in Syria have been suspended after a bomb attack hit at least 18 trucks, killing 12 people. The United Nations says the airstrike could amount to a war crime if it was deliberate. Jens Lark is from the UN.
As an immediate security measure, other convoy movements in Syria have been suspended. However, we remain committed to stay and deliver to everybody in need in Syria.
Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., has caused controversy by comparing Syrian refugees to poisoned sweets. The son of the Republican presidential candidate posted a photo of a bowl of Skittles, asking whether you'd take a handful if you knew that three could kill you. 8 new arrests have been made over the Bastille Day lorry attack in Nice, which killed 86 people. Prosecutors say they have links to the attacker, who was shot dead by police. Smoking rates in England have fallen to the lowest level on record. Figures show less than a fifth of men smoke now. That's down from more than half in 1974. The Queen has sent her congratulations to Paralympics GB, who've been arriving back in the UK from Rio. They won 147 medals in total, exceeding the amount won at London 2012. Dame Sarah Storey, who won 3 golds for cycling, says GB's punched well above its weight.
We've won gold medals in 11 sports, I think it was, and the only other nation capable of that is China with their zillions of people in the population. So for a small island, we're that well above our average, despite what the Australians might try and tell us.
And Sheridan Smith is set to return to the musical Funny Girl after taking a break for stress and exhaustion. The actress has been absent from the West End show since May, but is due to come back next year when it goes on a UK tour.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy in the south and east with isolated showers. Brighter in the north and west with some good spells of sunshine. Highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Great. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Donald Trump Jr. is a very lazy name to give to your son, isn't it? I mean, that's, you know, what's your name? Donald Trump. What have you called your son? Donald Trump.
I thought it was a bit egotistical rather than lazy.
That is probably the case. Like Nigella Lawson.
Yeah, Nigel.
I mean, that's just Nigel with Ella on the end. I mean, that's stupid. It's not even a name, is it, Nigella? It's not even proper.
I feel like you've said this before.
You've read it in my books. I moaned about it in there.
Oh, okay.
I was just testing you because you just sat down and said to me, oh, I meant to finish your book while I was on holiday and I didn't.
Yeah, it's true. I didn't. I got halfway through like a year ago and just gave up.
Dave,
and then you said to me, you can't read. And I said, that's apparent.
No, I didn't say I can't read. I'm lazy with my reading.
Yes, and I said, that's apparent from your news bulletin.
Cheers. You're such a kind colleague.
That's right. Ben's got the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Stoke chairman Peter Coates has backed his manager Mark Hughes, but says things must start improving quickly. The Potters are bottom of the Premier League with just a single point from their first five games.
Ben, can you keep it down a bit? We're trying to have a conversation about a chair.
Peter Coates joined TalkSport this morning.
There is an issue. He doesn't need me to tell him. He's an experienced manager, and of course he recognises it. And clearly it needs sorting out, and I expect that to happen. He'll be working hard. The players need to work hard, and we've got a good enough squad to get results in the Premier League.
Stoke host Hull in the EFL Cup tomorrow. Among tonight's third round ties, Leicester travel to Chelsea, Liverpool are at Derby, and Arsenal go to Nottingham Forest. Nicholas Bentner could face his former club. Finally, Saracens rugby union wing Chris Ashton is facing a long ban if he's found guilty of biting an opponent later. The England international has been charged by the RFU and will go before a disciplinary panel today. A top-end suspension for biting starts at 6 months. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. We were trying to sort a chair out, Ben, and you got in the way with your sports. Dave, producer Dave, is here today, and his chair wasn't here.
Got a TalkSport chair, look.
Yeah, you got a TalkSport chair. Where is your chair?
Their chairs are bigger than ours.
Even your chair moved on to wooing students now.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know. You're not here because of the students.
That doesn't make any sense.
And now your chair's not here, and I just figured that, you know, you were having a day off and your chair had taken your part. I don't know.
You need to work hard. You had a week to work on that.
That's
the first thing you
said
to me.
What you said about the student. Freshers week, in fact. Anyway, so, shall we do a programme? Yes, let's do something, probably something.
Talk Radio.
Apologies to Dave T-Dog 86, but McDonald's doesn't make its beef burgers by combining loads of weird bits and bobs. Nor are they made from 12-legged space cows or the sawdust from deciduous trees. So apologies to Ali 1996 and At Jack's the 74. The truth is a bit dull, really. McDonald's burgers are made from 100% beef. There are no additives, fillers or flavour enhancers. Just a pinch of salt and pepper after they've been cooked. Boring perhaps, but true. As is the fact they're only served after 10:30 a.m. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. Yes, hello. I am George Galloway in Nuneaton at the weekend in Waterstones.
Emmy Kruger.
That's what Laurie wanted. But still, nobody has claimed responsibility for what they think.
Emmy Andreasi.
The drama. We are reviewing
Emmy Luce.
I genuinely don't know how smothering a violin with
Emmy Verhey
do the racist jokes.
Emmy Verland.
Spotted. French people obviously very hairy.
Amy Never.
Has become a huge problem in Calais at the moment. And it seemed like a good idea.
Yeah. And finally, Emmy Werner.
And let's not forget Emmy the Great.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes
no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good Tuesday to you then, and welcome once more as we hit your radio with all the poise and balletic grace of a missile hitting a convoy. Hello, I am John Holmes, lifting up your afternoons and throwing a friendly arm around your metaphorical shoulder, and together we head on wobbly airwaves to the finish line at around 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's kind of like the broadcasting equivalent of Johnny and Alistair Brownlee, isn't it, in the World Triathlon Series the other day. So this kind of collapsed heap of some radio that can't quite manage to get to the end. It's a sort of lost its sense of direction, if you ever had one in the first place. But together, my friend, we are strong. Let us aim for 4 p.m. and then fall over, having lost. Yes, it's your non-radio award-nominated talk radio in the weekday afternoon thing. The nominations for some radio awards came out yesterday afternoon while we were on air. And I'll be honest, I assumed I'd be a shoo-in for Best Speech Presenter. But no, who did they choose to nominate instead? Those so-called judges. The stupid Jeremy Vine, they put in there, didn't they?
Who?
Jane Garvey off Radio 4, Kirsty Young from Desert Island Discs, Stephen Nolan and Nihal from the Asian Network. Right, and what? Seriously, what do they do that I don't do? What do they do that I don't do? I'm sitting here, speech broadcaster. What do they? Well, I could be Kirsty. Kirsty Young, all Kirsty Bloody Young does is ask people what records they want to take to a desert island. How hard is that? I sit here flogging my bloody guts out day in, day out. All she does is ask them what songs they want to listen to while they're sitting on some sand. And she gets nominated as best bloody speech. Like, see, look, Dave.
Yeah.
Right, if you went to a desert island, what record would you take?
Oh, I don't know, Coldplay.
Yeah, see, bloody easy. Cornelius, what? Beans on toast.
Yeah.
The band, not the meal. You're not allowed a meal. Yeah, right, good, fine. See, it's easy, this, isn't it? I'm not going to ask Cass because she's going to choose some miserable goth crap. But the point remains, right, that it's easy, isn't it? Kirsty Young, I reckon they only picked her because she's Asian. Anyway, what I'm doing, by the way, I'm having a rant like Chris Moyles.
Because
Chris Moyles had a rant the other day, didn't he, about something or other, right? And he's got no listeners either. So I figured that, you know, might as well just join in. So shall I have a look-see at what terrorisms are hiding in today's radio shop doorway then? Well, headline hijack on the way, of course, in this hour, as you are positively encouraged to commit the act of terror that is smuggling your homemade news lie into the 2 p.m. bulletin and priming it to go off in Victoria's mouth. This is her mouth.
This is my mouth.
You know the drill by now, and here's the number to fire your fib, fabrication and fake news at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
All you have to do is use some words that you know, write them down in an order that makes a vague kind of sense and sounds like a news story, and you could well see your nonsense in the news at 2 o'clock. There to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme. There's also Lonely Lunch Club, of course. If you're lunching alone, simply come on the radio within the next 40 minutes or so and tell us why everyone has deserted you and why you are eating your lunch alone. It's Lonely Lunch Club. Be inducted into the, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely Lunch, there's an email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is what you need. And Ask Broadcast will call you back from behind the glass. There's work experience punditry. Today, work experience Aidan pretends he likes some infernal new music in a bid to appear cool. He'll be here to review it and make us listen to it. The news in haikus as well, of course, the current affairs of the day explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. We'll find out what the people think by going outside to ask them. There's the diversity paper review today with Kirsty Young, probably. Hashtag box tick. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. You can win some meat as well today. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb. And that is in a game of band or banned book. Band or banned book. There's also a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Why?
Why, Victoria? Why is there a box of organic veg?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Plus, producer Dave later will tell us how he got all wet the other day. Can't wait for that anecdote. He is producing.
Hello.
Yes, Ask Broadcast is through the glass. Through
Yay.
The miserable window.
No, we're done now.
Okay, cool. Marta is on the buttons today.
Hello.
Hello, Victoria's all newsy and that.
Yep.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Here I am.
Is not a skittle. Now, if you've seen Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet about, he said refugees are like a bowl of Skittles. It was in the news there with Victoria, wasn't
yep.
it? But actually, you are like a Skittle, because I don't like Skittles either. But at least he didn't say, did he, Donald Trump Jr., if you think about this, at least he didn't say that the refugees are like minstrels. So, you know, because if you think back to the 1970s, right, there was that programme, wasn't there, a minstrel programme, where people blacked up, right, and, right, a refugee would never do that. So, it's honestly, I've been thinking, it's a politically correct minefield. Honestly, I blame Kirsty Young. Hello, then, I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio in the Afternoon radio programme from Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
When there's no one left to fight, boys like him don't shine so bright. Soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble. When there's no one left to fight, boys like him don't shine so bright. Soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble.
I took a train again away from shame and blame, a city pain to see a friend I hadn't seen since I was drinking underage. I was a 10 a day, how'd you say, little ish. White lightning, heightening of my courage, quick wit. We were sick of seasoned wallabies, button shirts and whiskey. Martin just as like my final bounce, like a jam, 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 jam. I don't know who I am, he said, I don't know if I can. I said, yeah, well, you can, can.
When there's no one left to fight, boys like him don't shine so bright. Soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble.
I feel like this, I gotta quit. I hope I haven't missed the last train. Got me stuck in Hampton Wick with a voice across the platform shouting lightweight. I'm a featherweight champion, cheap to get pissed. Wish Candy were here with a bitch, she'd have to deal with it. Tell them all I shut their mouths and go suck their mama's tits. But seeing that she ain't all of three fingers down, or the other two up, and I'll sing this proud.
Running with believers, no time for fever.
Sounds cruel, but there's something in that. How's Daddy doing? Here is our flying and that. Stockbroker in the city with a lady and a baby and feet. Is she free from the demons she had? Was it 2 months clean routine to relax?
Jamie T, that is Sticks and Stones. You're listening to it on Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Busy that, didn't it, Dave?
I have to make my own radio edit of that.
Yes.
So many swears.
It's quite a sweary tune, isn't it?
Yeah. Why did you choose that?
Let's have a listen to make sure you got them all.
On the floor, no one needs your call at all. She screamed out to the party, you lost sheep and cattle. I was hanging out with Louie in the shooting gallery when the news got through to me about you and Jeremy. Pat on my back and a swig on my brew. You're still my friend, it's impossible to hate you. Cradle to the grave, I always, always misbehave.
Yeah, not bad, actually. Yeah. Yeah, you reversed all the ones in verse two, I noticed. Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, so good. Well done. Yeah. I only chose that song because I knew it'd make you have to work hard. Yeah, that's amazing. But there might be another reason. Well, I mean, why would I be playing Jamie T's Sticks and Stones?
Because you're...
on the Talk Radio programme. In the afternoons, though. Why would I be doing that at 16 minutes past 1 o'clock on a Tuesday? Why would I be playing Jamie T's Sticks and Stones? Who'd like to...
Because it's a banging tune.
Tune.
Yes, we don't say that here.
Do we say that anywhere?
No. No, we do not. Well, it's for the big story.
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing it for today's big story. Jamie T, Sticks and Stones. I'm playing it because of today's big story, which involves a fight. Now, this, did you see this? There were up to 100 school children involved in a massive old fight. In southeast London. Some of them in school uniform outside of primary school, hitting each other with sticks and stones. Do you see?
Did they break
Jamie T, sticks
bones?
And stones, do you see? And baseball bats. And it's quite exciting.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah.
So,
is everyone all right?
Everyone's fine.
Good.
There were seven arrests.
But as you know, sticks and stones cannot break your bones.
No.
So it's fine.
Yeah, they can.
Yes, they can. Yes, that's
famously,
true. Scientifically, they can. Don't.
You're thinking of words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, words. Were they using words as well?
They were using words, most of which you'd have had to reverse if you'd been there.
Yeah, exactly.
So we shall talk about today's big story, which is the fighting children. And we are going to talk to our fighting children correspondent, which is Cornelius.
Hello.
Yes.
So, why am I there?
What?
That suggests that I fight children a lot, which I don't.
Not even going there. So, you need to go. What we need you to do, you'll be reporting live from a fight. So, would you like to go and find a fight?
Or start one.
Yeah, start one between two children, then run off.
Okay.
I've got to go then.
Leave your cofters. Bye, mate.
We'll talk to our fighting children correspondent live from a fight next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. A 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative. £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
I am an egg in your fridge. The last one in the box. I suppose you could have a really, really, really tiny omelette. But why not dream a little bigger? I'm thinking beef massaman curry with sticky rice.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in the Aintree area of Merseyside with the A59 Ormskirk Road blocked south around its junction with Heysham Road. There's been an accident near to Aintree Racecourse. The M1 North busy through junction 38 for Darton and Huddersfield because of restrictions on the exit slip after a vehicle fire. Busy in the centre of Oxford because of work at the Cutslow roundabout. The A40 is struggling and traffic in the centre of Bristol is queuing because of work on St Augustine's Parade. Some good news to finish though. The M2 in Belfast now clear of the accident on the northbound carriageway. I'm Joanna Adams.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And it's time to discuss today's big story. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Not my words, of course, but the words of Whitney Houston before she took both all those drugs and an ill-fated bath. But if the footage on the news of hundreds of children in a mass street brawl is anything to go by, it's not beauty they possess inside, is it? It's rage. They possess rage inside and sticks outside. 100 school children, some in school uniform, had a great big fight near a primary school in southeast London. There have been 7 arrests already. But was that the right thing to do? That is the question that everybody is asking today. And by everybody, I mean nobody is asking. Should instead the fighting children be encouraged? After all, some children are horrible little B-words, aren't they? So should we encourage them to fight, possibly to the death? Katie Hopkins this morning, by the way, writing in the Mail, says she'd like to see all migrant children rolled up and sellotaped into balls and then launched via catapults at Muslims. The question is she right? Fighting children correspondent Cornelius, I think, is live from a children's fight. He's live from a children's fight there. Okay.
Hello,
Cornelius, can
John.
You hear me?
Hello, John.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good. So you're live from a children's fight. What's going on? What's the fight about?
Well, the truce broke down, John, when Timothy, age 14, accused Michael's mum of shopping at Tesco's to buy his best clothes.
Yeah.
Michael then replied, well, your mum is fat.
Yeah.
And he said, leave my mum out of it. And he said, how can I leave it out of it when I'm sleeping with her?
Right.
John, and that was the breaking point.
Yeah, well, that would break. A very similar conversation happened, I believe, in Syria, which is why that peace accord also broke down. Is the question, though, if children are so good at fighting, why don't we use that? Why don't we encourage the fighting and just swell the army? We know there aren't big numbers of the army now. Why don't we just let the children join the army if they're so good at fighting?
Well, John, there's an absolutely great point, and lots of people have said before that it's much easier to arm a child because all they need is sticks and stones to break bones.
Bones, yes. Yeah.
Rather than complex military equipment.
There is an argument, isn't there, that no adults should fight at all in the whole world, and people are calling for just children to be allowed to do. Like, you know the film Bugsy Malone, where it's just children?
Yeah.
People are calling for wars to be like that, where it's just children in pedal tanks with custard guns rather than actual weapons. And I mean, this is a good... I mean, I'd ask you to put that to one of the children, but I can hear that they are having a fight. But what's the word on the street about that? People agree with that? All children should be encouraged to fight like the film Bugsy Malone?
Yes, John. I've been speaking to some teachers here at the school, and they're all against this idea. But at the same time, speaking to some pupils who seem to be very much for this idea. Earlier, they were heard chanting, fight... Fight. John,
fight.
I couldn't stop them. They were going on. They really seem to agree with the notion of fighting.
What do we make of this idea that some Build-A-Bear workshops are now designated combat zones?
Yes, John. Well, you know what you can get now is in these Build-A-Bear workshops, you can pick and design your own hand grenade.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So you can you get given the basic colour and shape of a hand grenade,
and then you go to
accessories.
Yes, you go to the machine at the back, and you can stuff it with explosives. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
They'll do that for you. Yeah, and those jihadi bears you can buy now as well, where you just buy the little vest for them, don't you?
And you can also buy Russian bears, which are really good at computer warfare.
That's right. So let me ask you about Skittles. If children were a bowl of Skittles, would you eat 3 children?
No, John, I wouldn't.
Okay, well, I'm glad we've cleared that up. Let me also ask you this question, because you'll know about this as well. Father Christmas has said he will happily take the job of being in charge of which children... Which children are... Because he knows which ones are good or bad, of course, Father Christmas. So he is going to be in charge of who goes to war and who stays. That's what Father Christmas is saying. He's happy to do it. Any word from Father Christmas this afternoon?
There was also a bit of confusion earlier in this fight because Father Christmas did come along to to write down the names of the two boys involved
being
on
naughty,
Sarton's
yes,
list.
Yes,
yeah. But they thought they were talking about, they thought that he was talking about their mothers again,
yeah,
because he said ho ho ho, and they didn't like that, John.
Yes, which is why they both beat up Father Christmas, am I right?
Yes, that's right. Father Christmas is dead, I can confirm that.
Yeah, that's a shame, but, you know, it's got helpers, so it's fine.
Yes.
There's talk of returning to Victorian values as well, of course, with these children that are fighting in the streets. You know, back in the Victorian days, we used to send children up Queen Victoria to clean her. And you know, do we want to see a return to the royal family being cleaned out by urchins?
Absolutely, John. Lots of people have suggested that that the Duke of Edinburgh could well be used with being cleaned from the inside.
Yeah, because of his racist mouth sometimes.
Yes,
so
that's right.
So the idea is to send a child, probably one of the ones that are fighting near you now, as a Victorian urchin, and very much send him into. Into the Prince of Edinburgh's mouth to clean it out, is what we're saying.
Yes, that is correct, John. I think Timothy would be more up for that.
Yes.
Michael here is sort of not doing very well.
Is Timothy...
You're a bit of a wimp. You're a bit of a wimp, aren't you?
They'll start on you, Cornelius, if you don't care.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. They're pretty distracted.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Why don't you insult their mum as well and just see if they attack you?
Your mum's. Hey. Hey, are you fighting like your mum you are? Yeah?
Yeah.
Sticks and stones can't hurt my bones.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, your mum did last night. Yeah. All right, leave it.
They're going to hit him. They're hitting him. Oh, ah!
Oh,
they're hitting him. Okay.
Oh, yeah? You want to have some of this? Yeah.
And I think we'll leave that there.
Yeah,
that Cornelius there are fighting... correspondents there live from a children's fight discussing the rising tide of children fighting in the streets, like out of off of the news. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. Your reaction's very welcome on that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
The United Nations has suspended all aid convoys in Syria after lorries carrying supplies to 78,000 people were hit by an airstrike. The Red Cross says 20 civilians were killed in the attack near Aleppo, which happened hours after a fragile ceasefire ended. Save the Children's Syria director, Sonia Kush, says people all over the country will have been affected.
This affects areas far beyond Aleppo. We're very concerned about the areas around Damascus that are completely dependent on UN aid convoys, and now they're not going to get that assistance.
Donald Trump Jr. is being criticised for comparing Syrian refugees to poison Skittles. The son of the US Republican presidential candidate tweeted asking whether you'd take a handful if he told you three could kill you. He says America shouldn't accept any Syrian refugees because of the risks posed by a minority. Police investigating the Bastille Day lorry attack in Nice have arrested eight more people. They are suspected of having links to the 31-year-old who killed 86 people in July. The number of smokers in England has dropped to the lowest level since records began. Public Health England says there are now double the number of ex-smokers compared to those who currently smoke. Jeremy Corbyn and Owen Smith are making a final push for Labour leadership votes as a meeting takes place on who decides their shadow cabinet. The party's deputy leader, Tom Watson, is trying to push through a proposal to allow MPs to pick who takes the roles. And Britain's Paralympic heroes have been welcomed back to the UK after their best game since 1988. Their final medal haul was 147 with 64 golds. The weather cloudy in the south and east with isolated showers. Brighter in the north and west. With some good spells of sunshine, highs of 18 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much for that.
That's okay.
Now then, in your mouth, in half an hour, we're going to pop a news story that isn't true. For that, of course, is Headline Hijack, and it's on the way.
Great.
Yeah. So the lines are open for that. If you'd like to get a news story into Victoria's mouth and to have it popped out when it's not true, to confuse those who don't listen to, well, this bit of the programme, really, then as I say, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll also meet a lonely luncher before very long. It's 1:31 now.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get.
What?
Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio on a Tuesday afternoon. Yes, hello, I am John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming in, of course, for today's big story. The children brawling in the street in southeast London. 100 children in uniform outside a primary school. Police were called, 7 arrests. Cornelius, a lot of reactions, I understand.
Yes, lots of reactions, John. I completely agree with using children as fighters. That's coming from Coney, and someone who was involved with this fight, actually, seems to know a bit about it, says that the mother doesn't shop at Tesco's, and that he knows because she slept with him last night.
Right, thank you very much for that. If you've got a reaction, you can react it to us. The number is the same as the other number that you can use for Headline Hijack. It's this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on
Start your message with any word you like.
Soon, we will meet somebody who is lunching alone. Now, don't forget, by the way, nowadays, it's with added prizes.
No, it's not. It's with gifts, isn't it?
Gifts. Gift prizes. Gifts.
Gifts. Gifts. No T, just gifts. You get a free gift.
Gifts.
Gifts.
It's not a competition, so there's no prizes. But if you do take part of it, we will thank you with a gift.
You were away when this happened, so I called them prizes.
Yeah, no.
They're not prizes, though, which is stupid.
I've had the emails.
I have, but I didn't open them.
Yeah. It's okay.
So we can't call them prizes.
No. Well, they're not prizes.
They are prizes.
They're pretty crap prizes, if you
think
about
it. Well, I didn't
say
they were good prizes. I just said...
Well, no, what they are is brilliant gifts.
Griffs.
Gifts.
Yes.
Are they that good gifts? If you got that gift at Christmas, would you be thrilled?
Yeah.
So Here's in case you're thinking, I don't know whether I'm lunching alone, but I don't know whether to get involved by emailing lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk because I'm not sure of the quality of the prizes that are gifts. So here's Cornelius with a quick roundup for you.
So today you could win a Talk Radio mug, which is slightly sort of printed a bit too low on the logo because obviously it's Talk Radio.
Yeah, and it doesn't work very well.
Yes. You could also win a copy of today's Metro newspaper, scribbled and scrawled with attempted and complete haikus.
Yes, from the news in haikus.
Yes, and also I drew a picture on some moustaches on some quite unfortunate people, which I probably shouldn't have,
no,
to be honest. So don't pick that. You can have a TalkSport mug. You know, a mug that can hold both coffee and Strongbow at the same time.
Yes, as used by Alan Brazil.
Yes.
In the mornings.
You can have a copy of your book, John.
You can have a copy of my book, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, and that will be signed by any author you'd like.
Any author's name.
The name,
Any author's name you'd like me to sign it with, I will.
Yes, we're running out of those as well,
I don't know.
We also have a TalkSport 2 mug. TalkSport 2.
Yes.
It's a digital station.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, do you know TalkSport?
Yes.
Have you ever thought, we need more of this?
No.
Well, someone did. So they made TalkSport 2.
Right.
You can also
Does no one use their mugs like no one listens to that?
Is there a Talk Radio 2?
There might be, I don't know. I mean, there should be.
Should we start it?
Yeah, let's just broadcast this on Talk Radio 2 in the afternoons.
I mean, that's pretty much what Talk Sport 2 is.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's just a bit later in the day. Mm. There's a 2016 Colin Murray Talk Sport calendar.
There is, yeah.
Which we fetched out of the skip.
After Colin Murray left.
Yes, and there's a 2016 John Holmes Talk Radio colander.
Due to a typo in an email.
Yes, and we haven't actually bought it, so please don't buy that.
Do buy that, because then Colin will have to go and buy it. Right, so all of those things could be yours, your choice. Those glittering prizes.
Gifts.
On offer, if you'd like to email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk and tell us why you are lunching alone. However, there is the small matter of headline hijack to contend with while you're frantically typing at your keyboard. Made up news stories then in the news at 2 o'clock. There can be only one. I'd very much like it to be yours. And it's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit, because we do not speak of it after 2 o'clock. And here's some things that have been coming in today. Donald Trump has distanced himself from his son's comments about Skittles. You've been hearing this in the news, of course. Donald Trump Jr. has likened migrants to poisoned sweets. Donald Trump has distanced himself from these comments and has released a statement saying that actually America should be more worried about M&Ms because they're brown on the inside. Donald Trump there, the racist man. What else has been coming in, Cornelius?
Plans for the Robot Paralympics have been announced, with the first games to be held in Manchester next summer. Contestants will be largely made up of bomb-disarming robots that have lost limbs, and they will take part in Robot Wars-style events.
Like Robot Wars.
Robot Wars.
And what's this? The doorway in which the New York bomber was found yesterday is going to be made into a theme park. Backed by presidential candidate Donald Trump, the attractions will be themed around the war on terror and will be officially opened by George Bush. Thank you very much for sending that in. Who sent that in? Lee did. Thank you very much, Lee. If you've got a made-up news story, then do by all means get it to us. Those lines are open. Let's take another one. Cornelius, what have you got?
Okay, this one is from Michael, who says that Skittles have announced that in order to reduce racial tensions in America after being dragged into the immigration row by Donald Trump Jr., that they are going to make all Skittles the same colour to promote racial harmony. During this period, the confectionery slogan will go from Taste the Rainbow to Taste Harmony.
Thank you very much. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application, the deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Hunt.
It's our job to find them and bring them to justice.
Shoot.
Pawn. Let me give you like $8.50, and I never pay people what it's worth.
Let's get straight to the point. Blaze is a new entertainment channel from the makers of Ice Road Truckers, with US smash hit crime series The First 48, the award-winning Mountain Men, and all new episodes of Pawn Stars, plus much more. That's tonight's TV sorted. Blaze, Freeview Channel 83.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays in the Aintree area of Merseyside with the A59 Ormskirk Road blocked south around its junction with Heysham Road. There's been an accident near to Aintree Racecourse. The M1 North busy through junction 38 for Darton and Huddersfield because of restrictions on the exit slip after a vehicle fire. Busy in the centre of Oxford because of work at the Cutslow roundabout. The A40 is struggling, and traffic in the centre of Bristol is queuing because of work on St Augustine's Parade. Some good news to finish though. The M2 in Belfast now clear of the accident on the northbound carriageway. I'm Joanna Adams.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
As it says on the front of people's digital radios, because our slogan is too long to fit on the screen fully, Talk Radio, we'll get you. If you've got a photograph you'd like to send us of the front of your DAB, we are compiling a little gallery of Talk Radio sounding threatening or looking threatening at you. So, you know, you can send those to us via the usual means. Now, so Donald Trump's son has likened some migrants to a bowl of sweets or something. And there's the Paralympians arriving back at Heathrow Airport. All news stories. All the news. There's the arrest of the bombing man in New York. All news stories. It's all. But the thing is, it is quite complicated. The news as a whole is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around.
No, I know, Cornelius, and you're not the only one. As you know, we get letters telling us that people can't get their heads around the news. And it's our job to help you through its complications by rendering it simpler. And we do that, of course, by taking the news and breaking it down into its component parts, just sort of chipping away at the layers, really, until you get down right to the middle of the... You know, like an avocado. If you get through and out down to an avocado, you get a stone in the middle, don't you? Stone.
Yeah, that's not as yummy, that bit.
No, but the when you get to the news and you sort of peel away the skin and the pith, the news pith, you know, you take the pith off the news and you get all the way down, and in the middle is some Japanese poetry. And it's five, when you look at it, it's 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. Mm. It's the news in haikus.
New York bomber found. Sleeping in a doorway like a jihadi doormat.
News in haiku.
Shut up.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Are you a Mr. Lonely? Or a Mrs. Lonely, or a Ms. Lonely, or what's the transgender one now? Is it an? It's just X, isn't it, or something? I think there is. On the forms now. Not our forms, but generally speaking. Right. I think it goes Mr., Miss, Ms., and then there's one for transgender, which I think is an X, but I might be wrong.
Okay. Maybe check those facts before you bring them to national radio in the future.
Okay, fine. Anyway, whichever and whatever you might be, do get in touch if you are lunching alone. That's the Lonely Lunch Club. It's the Tupperware Hall of Despair. We throw open the mouldering pita bread doors once again and invite in somebody who's lunching alone. You can get in touch if it's you, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Tell us why you're lunching alone and what you're having for lunch. We will play the role of friend and or colleague, a shoulder, if you like, to cry on, to help you through lunchtime, a bit like the Brownlee brothers running the World Triathlon Series where one of them fell over and the other one helped him. We're like that. We're like the one to pull you through to the finish line of your lunchtime. Think of it like that in a weird sort of way that doesn't really work very well. On the telephone now is today's Lonely Luncher. It's Monty. Hello, Monty.
Hello, John. How you doing?
Very good. You?
Not so bad. A little bit lonely.
Well, that's the point of the exercise, isn't it, of course, Monty? And where are you lonely right now?
I'm in Falmouth in Cornwall.
That's very nice, isn't it, Falmouth in Cornwall? And what do you do in Falmouth in Cornwall?
Well, I used to work at this lovely tapas restaurant, which is where I'm sat now.
Right.
But unfortunately, my boss has just decided to go off on holiday and close the restaurant, so now I'm out of work.
What, he's closed it permanently?
Yeah, he closes for the winter every year, but this year he's closed really early.
That is early, isn't it? You know,
yeah. So I'm sat here eating the last bit of the paella, the sad paella,
right,
staring up at me, the prawns are.
Right, so he's gone away. Is he gone on holiday today? Where's he gone?
He's going to Sicily with his lovely Sicilian wife.
Right, and he sort of left you just to sort of close up.
Exactly, and without a job. Yes. And I mean, I was working in Croatia last week at this festival,
right,
and I had a very glamorous job working on this boob shack on the beach, painting boobs for a living.
Painting boobs for a living.
Mm-hmm. It was the life.
In a boob shack.
Yeah, on the boob shack.
Think about this sensibly, right? What you've got there is a premise of an idea, and literally a premise, as in premises, right?
Uh-huh.
You can see where I'm going with this. Does Falmouth already have a boob shack?
Well, I mean, I think people in Falmouth would be quite up for this idea, but unfortunately, Falmouth, we've got the beaches, but it's not actually as warm as we make out. It's a bit cold and windy down here, and I don't think people really want to get their boobs out as much.
Right. Do you do moobs as well as boobs?
Oh, we do them all. Moobs, boobs, guys, girls, whatever you fancy.
Right, okay. So, now, do you... is it like face painting, and you can choose, like, from a tiger or a butterfly and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I painted these very large boobs the other week with this huge, lovely, beautiful butterfly. It's more of a body painting, that was. It was her whole body.
Right. Where did you paint its proboscis?
Just going upside up the,
okay,
up the shoulders.
Oh, fine. All right. Well, I think, you know, Falmouth is a good tourist destination, right? Now, what you could do is you could open, and I don't think there's one of these, and it's a bit hipster and a bit pop-up, but that's all the rage, isn't it? So what about a boob shack tapas? Right.
Ooh, sangria and boobs, boobs and sangria. They'll love it.
Monty's a bit weird, isn't he? Yeah, well, exactly. Right. But if you think about it, it's a boob tapas. So you're painting boobs while people are eating, or moobs, while people are eating tapas. So, you know, a bit of...
Very Spanish.
Patatas bravas. a padron pepper. You know, and you could maybe, arguably, because, you know, in tapas restaurants often write the tapas that's available that day on a board on the wall, don't they?
Yeah,
they do. We do that every morning. Yeah.
There you go. Not anymore. You don't, because you're closing. But here's my thing.
God, I'm so lonely. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, all right, but no one is lonely with a boob or a moob. Let's be honest. And all you need to do is write the menu on boobs. Or moobs.
Wow, right? That would get the punters in.
And then strap the boob or moob person to the wall as a sort of living tapas menu.
Oh, wow, you've really gone with this. I will have to ask my boss. When he gets back from Sicily, he'll love it.
It's almost like I've thought of this before, but I haven't.
It's worryingly detailed, yeah, the plan.
Right, so what you do is you start with the starters, right, sort of up by the on the neck, maybe. So, you know, what's a classic tapas starter, Monty?
I'd probably say, yeah,
patatas bravas. Right, and you do that on the neck, and then you have a couple of padron peppers down by the nipples, don't you?
Yeah, follow through to the tortilla.
The tortilla can go sort of down the middle.
I bet.
Yeah. And I think you've got yourself a novelty hipster pop-up restaurant there.
I think Falmouth will love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, well, we're here to help, Monty, that's the point, isn't it?
Well, I do need some help, because that's the thing. I've been applying for jobs for the last couple of days, and so far the only offer I've got is working at this laundry services, folding sheets for 8 hours a day, just standing there folding sheets.
Right.
So it's not quite as glamorous as my boob painting job.
I'll be honest with you, right? You peaked with the painting job, certainly, but but what's happened is your CV, not to put too fine a point on it, is crap, because if you know anyone looking at your CV, it'll go Monty, live in Cornwall, skills. Well, it's essentially painting breasts.
Yeah, painting tits. But like, I mean, that can come into all sorts of other jobs, I reckon. I mean, it's very transferable skills there.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, a painter and decorator, certainly. I don't see why you can't apply for that. You have those skills. What you could do... Okay, right. So, idea one is a pop-up tapas boob shack. If that doesn't...
Oh, yes.
If that doesn't take off, right, it's pop-up tapas boob painting and decorating. So what you do is,
right,
you take a nude person, man and or woman, right? And then you paint. What you do is you instead of a paintbrush, you apply the emulsion to the boobs or moobs of the man or woman.
And use that to decorate the wall.
And smear them across a wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Actually, the year before, we did a similar thing, but it wasn't so much boob painting, it was boob printing. And we painted the boobs, and then we got the girls to print them on this big wall. So at the end of the week, we had all these wonderful boobs all along the wall, printed in lovely different colours.
You're a weird person. But look,
I'm a lonely person.
Yes, I know. I'm not surprised now. What you should do? No, get the patatas bravas, right? and just get the salsa, smear that on boobs or moobs, right? And what you're doing is you're smearing food onto the walls. So rather than write a menu on the wall of the tapas, right? What you've done is you've boob or moob smeared the food onto the wall of the tapas, like a sort of living menu.
This is getting even more Spanish. Like very traditional.
Yeah, you see? I'm just trying to help.
Oh, no, you've been a big help.
Thank you. All right. Well, look,
Would you mind if I say hey to my lovely Croatian friends?
Yes, I mind. So, go on, say hey to them.
Oh, say hey. Hello, Josip. Jebente. He'll love that.
Well, at least someone will. you get to choose now, right, Monty, because you are inducted firmly into the Tupperware Hall of Despair for lunching alone. What you what you can do now is choose from these range of gift prizes. They're gifts. Choose from a range of lovely gifts.
Here they come.
Here's your choice.
You could be having walking away today with a Talk Radio mug, which is a black mug with the Talk Radio logo printed on it, slightly too low.
Yeah.
You could also have a copy of today's Metro newspaper that's scribbled some haikus on it about the news, and also some half-assed attempt at haikus also about the news, and some moustaches drawn on some people who probably shouldn't have moustaches on them, as they've already had quite a tough life. You could have a Talk Sport mug.
Did you draw moustaches on some Paralympians?
No. I'll show you later.
Right. Honestly, no.
No, it's just
not respectful. You can also win a TalkSport 2 mug.
Or a TalkSport mug.
Or a Colin Murray calendar that's out of date and we rescued it from a skip because he's left TalkSport. a copy of my book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, signed by any author's name you wish. I'll sign it, but it'll be any name you wish. or you can win a John Holmes Talk Radio in the Afternoons colander, which I wanted a calendar, but there was a typo in the email. Monty, the choice is yours.
Oh, well, that's so difficult. I mean, I do love cooking. I love cooking tapas and all that stuff. And a colander, that would be very useful for draining those patatas bravas.
And also a colander would fit over a boob or moob, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That could really add to the look. But I've got to say, I love a bit of poetry, and especially haikus.
Right then.
Political haikus. And the Metro, that brings me back to getting the bus to school. Every day we read the Metro. We draw the moustaches on. We scribble over everything. I'm going to have to go with the Metro with the haikus and the tash.
It's going to be all yours. It's in the post. Consider it done, Monty. Monty, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you. I'm feeling so much less lonely now.
Fewer. Monty there in Falmouth. I think he had a Falmouth. Well, keep going on about boobs. He had a Falmouth.
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 It's a different place.
Falmouth. Right, if you'd like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then you can get in touch. It's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Tell us why you're lunching alone, and we'll help you through it. And we will reward you with prizes.
Gifts.
Now, we were talking earlier about Donald Trump Jr.'s Skittle faux pas. Now, what's he said? He said that it's a slogan. It's also a slogan he's appropriated, isn't it? The idea, he said something about a bowl of Skittles. If there were three, he's got a picture of a bowl of Skittles and said, if there were three poisoned Skittles in this bowl, would you take a handful? And somehow equated that to the migrant crisis. Mm. And people have been calling him out on it on Twitter and so on and so forth. But I say it's a good thing. because it gives us an excuse to do today's rubbish texting, which you can get involved in. It's going to be politics, Donald Trump, and confectionery, Skittles. See?
That's very clever.
Yes.
John. Well done, John.
You just put the two things together, you see.
Very well done.
Now then.
Can I have an example, please,
yes,
John?
Yes, 10 Downing Suite.
Can I have a better example, please,
no.
John?
the backbench revels. I like the backbench rebels.
No, I got it.
All right. Have you got one then?
Tony Blairo. Aero. Tony Blairo.
Yeah, I got it.
Aero. Tony Mint Blairo.
You don't need a mint.
Tony Blair Mint Aero.
Just Blairo would do.
Tony Blairo.
All right.
Happy with that?
Is that because his...
here we go.
Foreign policy on Iraq was full of holes
in it. Very good. Huh? Hang on. Where's the genius bell? Oh, it's not ringing.
Speaking of bells.
Cornelius.
It is the end of one.
Barack Obama's bar.
Yeah, that's good. Again, we've set the bar low, so please feel free.
Surely Milky Barack Obama is better.
I've gone for George Gallo Milky Way. Friend of the show.
Yeah. And didn't Keith Vaz once suck a fisherman's friend? Get involved with today's texting. It's politics and confectionery, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody you like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. After the news, we will be, possibly against our better judgment, inviting Aidan in here to do work experience punditry, bringing with him music he pretends to like in order to appear cool. Headline hijack, of course, will be in the news, a made-up news story, which we do not speak of after 2 o'clock. We need a winner. Today, the headline hijack story came from...
Don.
Don.
Yes.
And where does Don reside?
Don resides, John.
Yes.
In...
Doncaster.
Ripley.
Ripley. Good old Don in Ripley. Friend of the show. Don in Ripley, you've got your made-up news story in the news, which is next here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
From just £99 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Citan 109 Euro 6 CDI long panel van works hard for your business. Put it through its paces today, only at the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For details and conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 24 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £6,590 12. Optional final payment £6,500. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Value for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock, a good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Hello, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, aid convoys stopped in Syria. More arrests after July's Nice attack. And Paralympians are welcomed home.
Talk Radio.
Moscow is denying either Russian or Syrian planes are responsible for bombing an aid convoy near Aleppo. The United Nations has suspended the movement of lorries carrying supplies for the thousands of people living in desperate conditions in the country after an airstrike killed 20 people. Middle East expert Tim Eaton has told Talk Radio the UN says it could amount to a war crime if it was deliberate.
The Americans have been unequivocal in their statements over the course of the evening, saying that all parties were fully aware where this convoy was. And frankly, it is difficult to believe that this was hit by accident, given the extent of the damage to the convoy.
The maker of Skittles has responded to a controversial post from Donald Trump Jr. comparing Syrian refugees to poison sweets. The US Republican presidential candidate's son tweeted asking whether you'd take a handful if he told you three could kill you. Well, Wrigley says Skittles are candy and refugees are people, and the analogy is inappropriate. French police investigating the Bastille Day lorry attack in Nice have arrested eight men. They're being questioned over suspected links to the 31-year-old responsible for killing 86 people in July. It's emerged the crew of a Saudi Arabian Airlines plane mistakenly pressed a hijack warning button twice, forcing it to land in the Philippines. The call from the flight, which was travelling from Jeddah, was made around 20 miles from Manila Airport. And the Queen has offered her warmest congratulations to Great Britain's Paralympians, who are back from Rio after their most successful game since 1988. 64 golds were won and 147 medals in total, with GB finishing second behind China in the table. Visually impaired athlete Libby Clegg won the sprint double, but missed out on some of the celebrations on the flight home.
I slept most of it, but there was quite a few people enjoying themselves on the plane. But no, I was absolutely shattered, so I ended up just sleeping the majority of it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy in the southeast with isolated showers. Brighter in the north and west with some good spells of sunshine. Highs of 18 degrees.
John's in Barnsley and says, Mull Theresa May. Mull Theresa May.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yep. This is, if you just tuned in, it's politics and confectionery because Donald Trump Jr. has said that thing about Skittles. Mull Theresa May.
Cream egg balls.
Enough Simon. Of your medical problems.
That's from Simon in Tetherington. Thanks, Simon.
Mini egg balls?
If you like.
Kinder egg balls?
You know the Haribo, the boiled egg balls.
Fried egg, mate.
Fried egg balls.
Messed that up, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Charles is in London. I think this is very good. Sorry, this is possibly the best one so far.
Hang on. Really?
Nigel Farage at Roche.
That is good.
That's very good. Keep those coming in. What?
David Caramel? No?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's a half one.
No, that's good. That's good.
Whatever.
Well done, Victoria.
Well done, Victoria.
Well done.
Normally, I can't think of anything.
Well, we know.
All right.
Did you do the news?
Yes, I've done it. I'm waiting for the sport.
Oh, we all are. All tent hooks.
Tented hooks.
Ben has the pre-recorded sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham will be without Harry Kane for an as yet unspecified period of time. The striker suffered an ankle ligament injury in the win over Sunderland. Boss Maurizio Pochettino says there's no time frame on his return. Stoke chairman Peter Coates has told TalkSport it's far too early to be talking about boss Mark Hughes' future. The Potters are bottom of the Premier League with just a single point from their last five games, having lost their last four. Peter Coates joined TalkSport this morning.
Well, it is a disappointing start, but it is a bit ridiculous that we're having a conversation about a manager's future after five games.
Stoke host Hull in the EFL Cup tomorrow. Among tonight's third round ties, Leicester travel to Chelsea, Liverpool are at Derby, and Arsenal go to Nottingham Forest. Nicholas Bentner could face his former club. Finally, Saracens rugby union wing Chris Ashton is facing a long ban if he's found guilty of biting an opponent later. The England international has been charged by the RFU and will go before a disciplinary panel later today. A top-end suspension for biting starts at 6 months. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And after new figures showed smoking rates in England have fallen to the lowest level on record, the government's issued a warning saying the increased life expectancy of Britons could lead to the collapse of the NHS. As a result, new schemes will be introduced to try and bring smoking levels back up. Early suggestions include receiving a free cigarette with supermarket meal deals and compulsory pint tobacco in classrooms.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Dave, I don't know whether you noticed this, by the way, but did you notice anything different about
about me in general?
Yes. No, about Victoria's bulletin. Did you notice anything different about Victoria's news
today?
Bulletin? Yes.
When?
Both at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock.
I mean,
no, she's still mispronounced lots of words.
To be honest, I often zone out.
Cheers.
Yeah. No, it's just my time to do some reflection on the show, you know.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
No, why? What have I missed?
Well, yesterday she informed us at the top of the show that from now on, all the news bulletins in this show are a minute shorter.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah. So they're now all 2 minutes. They were 3 minutes for 6 months, and then suddenly overnight...
3 minutes?
That's what we used to get.
Yeah.
My argument was, hang on, that leaves us with 3 minutes to fill of extra showtime, for which we get nothing.
Yeah, you still have 3 minutes.
And does Victoria get her wage cut accordingly for doing fewer work?
Two-thirds
of the work. I would like to say that sometimes it's harder to write in a concise way than to waffle on. So maybe I'm working harder.
Let's find that very hard to believe. But she sprung that on us. So why? Because and now in Sam's show at 4, she does entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We've got a special jingle and bed for it as well.
Yeah. Right? And what do we get? Nothing. So
she's stolen 3 minutes of our break time.
Exactly.
Basically.
Now I have to have a shorter wee.
Yeah. It's not my decision.
It is.
It's Robin in the office.
Yeah, boss.
Robin has of some time.
Yeah.
Right, so she's done.
Good. Uh-huh. But it's all right because we're making the time back up because Victoria now has to do a bespoke, because she does entertainment news on Sam's show. but we've got Reese for that.
Yeah.
On a Thursday. So Victoria has to do a bespoke bulletin. So anything if you're thinking, oh, I know. Because yesterday we did a bespoke car mechanic advice.
For Fleck's sake.
Who texted him wanting car mechanic advice. So if you're listening and you want Victoria's advice on something in terms of, you know, or just the details of how to do something.
Like a practical sort of help.
Yeah, practical help. Then Victoria is your go-to guru for whatever you want assistance on in her special Victoria's Assistance Bulletin at around about 3:30. So if you get in touch now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And that gives her time to Google something because she doesn't actually know anything herself.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. And then make it shorter.
Yeah.
Which is harder, apparently.
Yeah.
It is.
Right.
Just read half of it. It's fine.
So there we go. So that's what will be happening at 3:30. You could just stop at 2 minutes, even if it's mid-word.
What, are you going to time me?
No, but I'm thinking, if you just did your normal bulletin because you said it's easier...
Yeah.
But just stop after 2 minutes.
No, because I've still got to prepare more stuff, haven't I? So
it is less work.
Fewer.
Well, no, clipping more things. Whereas now I don't have to put as much audio in.
Effort. I think you hint.
It's not the word I use.
Yeah, but it's the
boss.
Word you meant. Right then. He's hovering around like a...
I'll move.
Smell. It's Aidan with Work Experience Punditry. Today, of course, we invite Work Experience in to do some punditry. They review things for us. They review the television, the film, the hipster nonsense, the geeky gadgety stuff, and today, music, as Aidan is back.
Hi.
Bringing us music he pretends to like in a bid to appear cool.
What is this? Where have you got this from?
I don't know. Hi, Aidan, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good.
How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, okay.
How nice to see you.
Yeah, I get that vibe.
You brought some music. You got music news and you got music reviews.
Yeah.
What are you doing first, news or reviews?
Do some reviews, I guess.
Okay, review a thing.
Right. Wiley. Do you know Wiley?
Joe Wiley.
No. Do you know Wiley?
The coyote. Wiley Coyote.
No. He's a man who raps, spits bars, etc.
Of course I know.
Oh. Well, so you know who won the Mercury Prize last week, for instance?
Yes.
Not sepsis.
Sepsis.
Skepta won, so big thing for grime. Wiley is a grime artist, he's been doing this for years, and kind of off the back of that success, we've now got a new single from him, and it is called something, which I can't remember the name of it,
okay.
But anyway, we've got a clip. Could have been a road
instinct, yes, I follow the word. I used to go and get what I'm given. Now I go and get what I'm worth. Still going strong, cause I gotta believe that I'm the wickedest man on this earth. My team's got a lot of dons, and we're doing this thing, go check out the songs. Man, don't care, we shut down the park. You can see us on stage, like, what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skept up, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man I'm doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong.
Oh, I'm confused. Is Skepta his brother, or is Don his brother?
I think he's just his acquaintance, I think.
I'm fine. Well, he didn't say that, did he? He didn't rap.
I remember what the song's called, by the way.
Oh, well done.
It's called Can't Go Wrong.
Well, like you did. So, he's Skepta... What? So he's Skepta's brother. No, he's Skepta's acquaintance.
So, yeah, they're just... Because they're both in the grime scene.
Yeah, well,
so
you,
they'll be familiar with each other.
I'll be brutally honest, that Mercury Prize with your Skepsis and your him, Wiley, it's...
Gone.
Don?
No. Gone.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, it's easy, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's just saying words in a rhythm. It's not hard. I mean, I don't see why that... I could do that.
Go on, then.
All right. All right, I'm going to wrap the front of the Times.
Show you a beat.
Hmm?
Do you want a beat?
Are you beatboxing for me?
No. I can find you a
beat. Yeah, go on then. Find me a beat. Find me a beat.
This is not... Because you're rapping someone else's... You've got to write the lyrics as well to rap.
Well, I haven't got time to do that. I'm just going to demonstrate how easy it is to just say words in a grimy way.
I've just typed hip-hop beat into YouTube, so let's see what happens.
There you go.
Skipped over the Netflix ad, guys. You're welcome.
Okay. There we go. Right.
Internet's not very good here, is it?
No.
Talk radio internet.
So your little plan there that you had.
It's because my headphones are in, guys. It's nothing to do with the internet.
Okay. Radio producer Dave Cripp there.
Oh, a bit more old school than I hoped, but there you go.
Not as fast as grimy...
No.
All right. An Akan-born American, he wanted for a series of bomb blasts in New York, New Jersey, arrested last night after gun battle with police. A hunt began for Ahmad Khan Rohami, 28, after an explosion on Saturday evening. Investigators said he was directly linked to at least 8 devices used in New York.
Used in New York.
Yeah. He's my brother and my Don. Don. See? Easy, that wasn't
this it. This beat's got 8 minutes left, mate.
Nick, stop it now. Stop the beat.
Stop.
See? Well, I just grimily did that.
You proved me wrong, if I'm honest.
There you go.
Do you want another track to listen to? Maybe?
Well, what, do we like that one?
Well... It's all right.
I liked it.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
This is in support. He's got another album coming out, Wiley. It's his 11th album, soon to be released on the 4th of October.
Yeah.
November, sorry.
Right.
Don't know what I'm talking about today. And it's his 11th album, so he's been around for a while. The album itself is called Godfather. He is known as the Godfather of Grime. But the track...
Does that mean he has to look after grime?
No.
If its parents die?
No, but that's why he knows everyone, because like it all started with Wiley.
I once compared a Wiley gig.
Really?
I introduced
you
him
were
on
his
stage.
Hype man.
Well, I just said, ladies and gentlemen, here is Wiley.
I once had to pretend to be one of the other guys from Wiley's...
Boy Better Know
crew, yeah, because he didn't turn up for an interview when I was working at the radio station BBC Radio 1 Extra, and Jammer didn't turn up, so I had to sit in and pretend
you were Jammer
talking to Twin B to be Jammer from Boy Better Know
on the BBC
for 23 minutes
on the BBC. That's not even allowed.
I don't think anyone bought it, mate.
Did you not do the whole interview in grimy?
Do you know what the worst thing was, though? That he turned up half an hour later, and then I had to... They played it back to him. I've never been so scared in my life.
Strong.
What's your Wiley story, John?
I once passed Joe Wiley on the stairs at Radio 2. Are you sure when you said you went on stage and introduced Wiley... You haven't just misremembered that, and you actually went on stage and got your wing out.
No, I did both at the same time.
Fine, that's what I thought. Please welcome. It's very grimy. What else have we got, Aidan?
All right, okay.
Fantagram?
What? Yeah, I never heard of them either, to be honest, but they got a new single out.
Fantagram?
Fantagram, yeah. And it's called Same Old Blues. Should we have a listen?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. You can never save my soul. I think it's time to let me go. I keep on having this dream where I'm stuck.
Fantagram.
Fantagram.
Are you spelling that PH or F?
Yeah, PH, yeah.
PH.
Same Old Blues.
I quite like that.
Really?
I quite like that. It's a little pop tune.
It's alright, yeah. I mean, so they've been around since 2007, but they're only just up to releasing their third album, which is due out on October the 17th. It's called Three. That's the fourth single to be released from this album.
Why aren't they on our radar?
Because the time between releases is just so sparse. I'm not really sure. I mean, I hadn't come across them before.
And you're a music guru, so you should have...
I know. I'm shocked at myself. Yeah. Honest. Well, not really. But it's an alright song. They've kind of got this electronic music slashed with rock style shtick that they're apparently known for.
Yes.
And indeed, halfway through this song, there's this kind of a slightly oddly placed distorted guitar solo, which I'm not too convinced about. But as you say, overall, it's a decent tune, nice production, decent chorus, and yeah, it's kind of like it's a good sing-along pop song.
Yeah,
I've just sounded like I haven't got anything wrong with it.
No, I mean, do we know where they're from? What do we know of?
I don't know.
Great.
they're just from, I don't know. I think
God, you're like the new Steve Lamacq, aren't you?
I think they're from the UK, I think. But I'm probably going to be wrong with that, so just don't listen to what I'm saying. Con, can you look up where Fantagram are from, please?
How long have you been doing this?
I don't know, since when?
Work
March.
Experience punditry, yes. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, so quite a long
It's
time,
nice to see that you're progressing.
Getting better at this, yeah.
What are we going to be talking about after the break?
Calvin Harris. I know about him.
Calvin Harris.
Yeah, and some Radiohead as well.
Radiohead news.
Yeah. And a kind of a new redo of a song that they've got out.
Yeah. They're from Greenwich.
Greenwich, there we go.
In New York.
Aiden there with Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
I am an egg in your fridge. You could have me for dinner. Beat me with a fork and have some kind of egg thing. Or have something you're really in the mood for, like sweet and sour pork. And save me for breakfast.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's queuing on the A49 Ormskirk Road in Aintree. It's still blocked south near the racecourse following an accident near its junction with Park Lane. There's delays in Warwick for the A46 Warwick bypass. In fact, passing Leamington and Warwick, the southbound A46 is down to just one lane because of an accident involving a horse box. So fairly severe delays as you head down towards the M40. Traffic in the centre of Bristol is busy because of the ongoing works on St Augustine's Parade and roadworks in Newquay causing delays on the A392 between Newquay and Quintrell Downs. I'm Jarena Adams.
Hello, I'm calling from your bank. At least that's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to claim that there's been fraud on your account, and if you don't act quickly, your money could be at risk. I'm going to use fear and jargon to scare and confuse you into giving me your passwords and pins. What can you do to stop me?
Take five. Never assume that a call, text, or an email is genuine. Your bank would never ask you for your PIN or full banking password, so don't be rushed. Just take a moment and take five to stop fraud.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking, or as many people's DAB screens project out a kind of threat because they're not long enough to get the whole slogan on. Talk Radio, we'll get you. Aidan's with us. We are midst work experience punditry. Today we're doing music. And you can still get your confectionery and politics texts slash tweets to us as well this afternoon. Of course, Donald Trump Jr. has likened migrants to a bowl of poisoned Skittles. So politics and confectionery. We've already enjoyed Backbench Revels. We've already... What was your rubbish one?
Tony Blairo.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
That's not bad. Cheryl's been on with Harry Boris Johnson.
That's good. That's
quite good,
that
quite good, isn't it? Nick Mini Eggs. Tom Borman. 87222 if you want to
start
do
start your message with the word
talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with a very funny pun.
Aidan's here. We've so far talked about his Wiley.
Yeah.
And his
Fantagram.
Fantagram.
From Greenwich in the US.
Fantagram from Greenwich in the US. Yeah. Which we quite liked. It's a pop song.
Yeah.
Grimy old Wiley. Not so much for me. And Cornelius, we learned, introduced him on stage once.
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
That is correct. But you didn't watch the gig, you just told us.
No, I didn't stick around to watch it. I think I went to watch someone else. It was a gig with multiple stages on.
Right.
I think there was someone more rock-orientated
yes.
on a different stage.
I see.
One of the lesser stages. I was hosting the main stage, obviously.
Where was this?
This was at my
children's indoor play centre.
Yeah, because you put Wiley for that. it was a university summer ball.
There it is.
Mm.
Right, Aidan, what other delights do you bring us in your musical bag?
Calvin Harris. Yeah. So he's broken up with Taylor Swift. Which
I thought that was Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, and then she's broken up with him.
Tom Hiddleston was going out with Calvin Harris.
Yes.
And they've broken up.
Yeah. So
Hiddle Harris, they were called.
So.
Hiddle Harris?
So, Calvin Harris broke up with Taylor Swift. I don't know when this was ages ago, wasn't it now?
Yeah.
Then she went out with Tom Hiddleston.
Hiddleston, not the footballer.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Tom Hiddleston. And now they've broken up.
Yes.
But only now Calvin Harris has released a track that is apparently in response to the breakup between him and Taylor Swift, I know.
Just because he knows the entire next album will be about it.
Yeah,
about
exactly. Him. So it's called My Way, and it's absolutely appalling. So we've got
You are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way.
Yeah, so he's singing on this track, as has been pointed out, and the lyrics are truly just I can't put into words how bad this song is.
It's an irony.
It's really really poor. I mean,
is he just moaning at her?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Like he's saying, it's like all these things, like lying in bed, all thinking, you're holding me back, I miss you.
She's in bed holding his back.
She's there's
why would she do that?
There's a line where he basically suggests that her career was holding back his own, even though he's a multi-million earning DJ who gets paid hundreds of thousands per gig.
Yes.
So, nonsense.
But I suppose he's not as famous as... Is he?
I don't know. I think they're pretty on par, to be honest.
Okay, fine.
And he's, you know, he's been producing for ages now, and for lots of different artists, not just making releasing his own material.
Yeah.
But I mean, just as a song, it's very, very weak. The drop, which we heard towards the end of the clip there, just does nothing. It's just like, it's just awful. There's no kind of soul or really anything catchy about the song at all. So yeah, a bit of a shame, to be honest, because I'm generally a fan of Calvin Harris. His last album was actually pretty good. I think every single track was a single, and they were all like, you know,
what was that one about?
Good. It was just about,
it was just generic pop music.
Yeah, but he did it well.
He used to be so much better.
Yeah, to be fair,
his first album is amazing. I Created Disco, and he sings all of it.
Yeah,
and it's really good. Yeah. It had the girls on. Do you remember that song? Goes, when I like those black girls, and I like those white girls, and I like those Asian girls, and I like those mixed race girls.
Any other girls?
Yeah, fat girls, thin girls,
yeah.
Skinny girls.
Yeah.
Has
he just gone through a list of all the girls?
Yeah, honestly.
Golden girls.
Yeah.
Gilmore girls.
I can play a bit
Spice
out of it,
girls.
Out of my laptop if
not,
you'd like.
Not really, no.
Okay.
But I mean, that's not, I mean, you know, I, again, like I did Grime a minute ago.
Yeah.
I could just list a list of girls.
Yeah.
Go
well,
on,
but
not black girls, white girls, Asian girls, skinny girls, fat girls, northern, annoying, can't understand a word they're saying, goth girls. That one's for Cass.
The thing with it, he's talented. He produces, writes, mixes, does masters, all his own stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of, he's a one-man machine, really. But this is appalling. I'm very disappointed. I would go so far as to say it's the worst track of this year so far.
There you go. There you go. We heard it here first.
Ah.
Bold. whether that means anything. Yeah.
Bold reviewing.
Yeah. Well, at least it was a proper review, unlike the other bit.
Yeah.
At least you had some information on that one.
That's true.
Where's Calvin Harris from?
He's English, definitely.
Scottish, mate.
Oh. Famously.
He's English, definitely. Do we just have him because Steve LeMack's busy? Is that what it is? Finally, Aidan, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
What?
Got some Radiohead. So they've released, I think they're releasing The Present Tense as the second single from their most recent album. And they've been teaming up with Paul Thomas Anderson, who is the director of, you know, Boogie Nights.
Yes.
There Will Be Blood, etc., etc. And
because Johnny Greenwood
composes music,
does the music for his films. Yeah.
Several of his films, yeah. And Paul Thomas Anderson has previously directed the film for Daydreaming, which was another song from that album. And so there was a big thing. Oh, new video, Paul Thomas Anderson for Present Tense. And literally the video is Tom York and Johnny Greenwood sitting next to each other in Paul Thomas Anderson's garden playing a song. And that's it. That's the extent of Paul Thomas Anderson's directing in this video.
See, again, I could have directed that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sing the grime, I can list the girls, and I can point a camera at two men in a garden.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Not for the first time.
So, the version of the song that's
actually,
in
I did get that wrong, because the cup was in shot. I also called that They Will Be Blood as well, weirdly. Dave backs off the microphone and wished he hadn't started this.
Carry on, Aidan. So, the version of the song that's performed in this video is a stripped-back version of the original song. As I said, it's just Tom York playing acoustic guitar, Johnny Greenwood kind of doing guitar effects, and a drum machine, and that's it. So we got a clip of it here. I won't get heavy. Don't get heavy. Keep it light. Keep it moving. I'm doing. I bloody hate Radiohead.
Do you really?
I mean, come on.
They're the greatest band since the Beatles. Easily. No. And all this nonsense. Oh, look, we're going to release something in a clever way. Oh, the next album's coming out by text message. one letter at a time to fans, and you've got to piece it together yourself, and that's what we're doing because we're bloody Radiohead, right? And Paul Thomas Anderson's going to put a camera GoPro on each phone that receives it and then create a compilation video out of it.
Yeah.
While Thom York sits in the garden going, oh, noodly, noodly.
So you didn't like it then?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, I really like it.
No one cares what you think.
All right. End of the review then.
Good. Aidan, thank you so much. We're out of time, that's all.
Nah,
Aidan, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
More next week?
Yeah,
all right. Fine, unless Stephen Mack.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give that a shot. Right. Victoria's going to have the news in a moment. After that, in the next half an hour, there will be a diversity paper review as Josh joins us for it. Dave is going to look forward to this so much. Dave's going to tell us about how he got wet the other day. Another one of Dave's fascinating non-anecdotes. We will help a Kickstarter by giving it a kick up the arse. Who wouldn't want the glory and publicity of appearing on the least listened to show on Britain's 34th most popular radio station after the other out of 39? Plus the big debate at 3 and a game of band or banned book, which could win you some meat. All of that on the way before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Both Syria and Russia are denying their planes bombed an aid convoy near Aleppo. Around 20 people died and 18 lorries filled with supplies like clothes and blankets were destroyed. The United Nations has now suspended the movement of aid lorries in Syria till it gets reassurances it won't happen again. UN humanitarian spokesperson David Swanson says some help is still getting through though.
When people talk about interagency humanitarian operations, they're talking about convoys, they're talking about airdrops, okay? So people are being reached and they will continue to be reached, but the interagency humanitarian convoys, that is the trucks, those have been temporarily put on hold.
The maker of Skittles says it's inappropriate to compare Syrian refugees to its sweets after controversial comments made by Donald Trump Jr. The son of the US Republican presidential candidate has been criticised for asking whether you could take a handful if you were told three could kill you. Eight people are being questioned by police over the Bastille Day lorry attack in Nice, which killed 86 people. Prosecutors think the suspects, who are French and Tunisian, have links to the attacker. Labour's ruling body is meeting to decide how the shadow cabinet should be chosen. It's considering proposals that would allow Labour MPs to pick the party's front bench team. And Dame Sarah Story has revealed she'll consider going to the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics aged 42. She became Britain's most successful female Paralympian in Rio, winning 3 golds, taking her career tally to 14 titles. The weather cloudy in the south and east with isolated showers, brighter in the north and west with some good spells of sunshine, highs of 18 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you for that.
It's okay.
Did you do the weather?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't listening. Look at emails and stuff.
Well, I wasn't listening to your show.
I know that's true as well.
Yeah.
Good. All right. In the next half an hour, then, as I say, Josh will be here to do the diversity paper review, and we will find out why Dave got wet. All to look forward to, isn't it? Next on Talk Radio. Mm.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Victoria back with special news later on, in around an hour's time, by the way, because we've discovered that her news bulletins are now a minute shorter each time for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. No one knows. So she's got to make up the time by coming up with some... You should do animal... You like animal news, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and there's a really nice story today.
Is there?
Yeah, a dog got caught up in a swing.
Well, don't tell us.
Spoiler alert!
Spoil it!
Got to find something else, don't you?
No, I'll just make it sound different.
So you'll lie about it?
No, I won't lie about it. I'll just actually write it and jazz it up a bit.
Is that what you do with the news?
Well, maybe.
You just make loads of stuff up to jazz it up.
No, I don't make it up. It's factually accurate.
Apparently, Donald Trump Jr. was only seen eating a bag of Skittles and that was it.
Not true.
And she's just made all that stuff up.
Yeah.
No.
Do you verjazzle the news?
I verjazzle the news.
Give you some jazz news. Jazz that.
There we go. Jazz news.
Yeah, jazz news.
Jazz news.
I really don't want to do jazz.
Jazz news and animal news. Jazzy animal news.
Jazzy animal news.
A news story that combines animals and jazz.
Too niche.
No.
No,
Victoria back with jazzy animal news in around an hour's
I'm not doing that.
Turn on mic off.
No. Not doing that. Something different, please.
Jazzy animal news with Victoria.
No!
Dave!
Hello. Oh, yeah. Oh, I need some... can I have, like, 4 minutes of airtime? Is that right?
Why?
Well, so here's the very short version of this story.
Is it the 4 minutes version?
Yes.
All right.
It's a very long story. There's a new water park, John, that opened in Berkshire last couple of months ago. You've backed off the mic. Are we having a conversation or am I just...
Oh, I don't know. I thought
I was
just...
chatting, mate.
I thought it was
a monologue.
I thought that's what you were doing, some kind of soliloquy or something.
No, so the background is there's a new water park and I wanted to go with a couple of my friends last week. But because all the schools are back, the water park doesn't open until 3 o'clock, okay? That's the background of the story.
Right.
So what I had to do, and I've used your name here in vain slightly, so I've not really told you about this yet, have I? I told Cornelius, but that's fine. We kept it quiet.
What?
Basically, I rang them up and said that we do a regular feature where we go to unusual places and interview guests. So could they open up the water park so me and some of my friends could come?
That's fraud.
So, no, it's not.
You tell them you were Misty Head from Grime Song told us about earlier?
Then I had to find a guest. So I found our friend of the show, Matt Lewis, who agreed to come along because we just decided we want to go to a water park.
Right.
And so I need this bit of airtime now to justify it. And therefore it's not fraud. Because we've talked about it on the radio, and I'll play me interviewing him out at a water park. Is that all right? You don't look happy.
Well, I mean, why didn't you ask me to come to the water park?
You're on air, mate. It was literally 1 p.m. when we got there.
Unbelievable.
I was thinking of all you sat in this little studio while I had a whole water park to myself. It's called Liquid Leisure. Google it. It looks amazing.
I've heard it's awful.
It's like Turtle Wipeout. It's like full of giant inflatables.
That people have died of there.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I've heard it's terrible.
Unfounded rumours.
Is this now ruining your ruining your plot?
Excellent water park!
Have they asked you to send you the audio of this?
I've heard that they don't even use water, but acid.
I had a great time.
I heard that instead of, like, the flumes, it's just tramps sick going down there. It's not water. They've just got tramps that are vomiting down there, and you have to get slide down in that. That's what I heard.
It's a very clean and fully health-orientated water park with lots of health and safety. I had to do a health and safety briefing. Gave me a life jacket and everything.
Okay.
And this, see if you can spot the moment where... So I took a little microphone with me to make it look all real.
Yeah.
See if you can spot the...
Fraud, bloody fraud.
Clearly hadn't prepared anything.
Yeah.
And we were just having a chat and I had it recording. And see if you can spot the moment where the woman from the water park walks across and then I have to just flip into interview mode.
Right.
With clearly nothing to say to Matt. Here's what happened then. So just about to jump in the water for the first time. Kind of... water. Tell me about water.
Tell you about what H2O?
Yep.
That's two hydrogen atoms and then an oxygen one. No, we're at a water park, Liquid Leisure, here. I like water and parks. So, water parks. Really excited about this.
Here we go. We're going in.
That's it.
That was the extent of the interview I did with Matt Lewis.
And that got you into water park free and early?
At the water park, yeah. And no, but
is
we
that
actually...
Matt Lewis out of Off of Harry Potter?
Neville Longbottom.
Yeah, that.
That's Neville Longbottom at a water park.
Yes, yes. So then two things happened. We also took a camera with us because I thought we could film some of it and put it on like the Talk Radio website.
No one good. Wants that.
Yeah, it was really good. It'd be really cool. The camera's now at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah. Along is that the acid lake? Because it dissolved it.
There's a man called Ollie who has some diving equipment, apparently, that's going to go and fetch it out for us. But apparently there's maybe 100 GoPros at the bottom of that lake, including the one that my friend threw from the top of the slide and just fell in the lake.
Right.
Turns out I can't catch. And then Matt got stung by a bee. And we had to take him to hospital because it turns out he's allergic to bee stings. So it's quite a good day, all in all. But the other thing I need to do is plug... Matt's currently doing some stuff, and I promised him that he could have a plug on the radio.
You can't just hijack my show with your nonsense of fake fraudery.
I think you find I can. Just about to leave the water park, and not really talked about anything. So, what's that play you're in at the moment?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that right now. I'm too tired.
Cool. So go and see that. It's on every night.
Well done.
I've seen that play actually.
Have you?
It's crap.
He's really bad in it. It's the worst. Yeah. I mean, he turns up every night covered in the vomit from the sick park that you've been to, doesn't he?
And only one funny bit, and it was when he got stung by a bee.
And he comes out and he just spits on the audience, doesn't he? And he goes, and he just hates the audience. And he punches the front row, like, to death, doesn't he? In that play.
Nope. It's a very good play. It's a very good play.
I didn't have a chair. I just had a flagpole. Yeah. It was really uncomfortable. Yeah. I had to sit on the flagpole.
Worst play I've ever seen.
It's called Unfaithful. I said I'd plug it.
Dreadful.
So actually, he plugs it in this final little bit.
You're boring!
Yeah, this is the final clip, mate. But no,
Ripper Street's on tonight, yeah?
Is it Monday? Yeah. Ripper Street's on tonight, episode 5, I think. Unfaithful is a play. Found Woman 1, Charing Cross Road, yeah. It's really good. I'm actually going to be late if we don't get going now, so let's go.
There you go.
Rubbish. See? Rubbish play.
Ticks off, it's a great play.
Terrible road, Charing Cross Road.
Yeah. Worst road I've ever. It's full of acid, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, acid leaks down from that water pipe.
I wouldn't even go near that theatre.
Oh, it stinks.
I had a lovely day while you were all in here talking. You were looking at him when I was at a water park.
You lucky fella.
Acid park. Anyway, I've heard they've got sharks in it. I've heard that it's full of, all that's there is full of sharks and rats.
I need to take this audio and send it to them.
I know.
To prove that we talked about it on the radio.
I know.
What I found most worrying was that sex offenders got a discount.
I wouldn't go and see a play with a sex offender. Josh will be here with the Diversity Paper Review next on Talk Radio. That'll learn you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Mess, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Request a Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Hunt.
It's our job to find them and bring them to justice.
Shoot.
Pawn. Let me give you like $8.50, and I never pay people what it's worth.
Let's get straight to the point. Blaze is a new entertainment channel from the makers of Ice Road Truckers, with US smash hit crime series The First 48, the award-winning Mountain Men, and all new episodes of Pawn Stars, plus much more. That's tonight's TV sorted. Blaze, Freeview Channel 83.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Traffic's queuing on the A49 Ormskirk Road in Aintree. It's still blocked south near the racecourse following an accident near its junction with Park Lane. There's delays in Warwick for the A46 Warwick bypass. In fact, passing Leamington and Warwick, the southbound A46 is down to just one lane because of an accident involving a horse box. So fairly severe delays as you head down towards the M40. Traffic in the centre of Bristol's busy because of the ongoing works on St Augustine's Parade, and roadworks in Newquay causing delays on the A392 between Newquay and Quintrell Downs. I'm Jarena Adams.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just before we review the papers with Josh, and we go go through the diversity paper review. Of course, the thing you'll learn by the end of it is that the news can be quite complicated, of course.
Oh, I can't get my head around it, John.
I know you can't, Cornelius, but it's all right. Don't you worry, your twisted little eyes don't that look in the wrong directions.
Well,
have you noticed that, Josh? His eyes look in different directions. Look. He's like a cross between Marty Feldman, the actor, and that Sid from Ice Age.
Sid the Sloth.
Yeah.
Sid the Sloth. Okay.
Look at his eyes, look. They're all wrong, aren't they?
They're fine.
Poor Cornelius is starting early.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I can't get my eyes around them. But it's all right because the news can be simplified down into the medium, the art, and the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
May wants refugees to stop in first safe country, 'cause that won't be ours.
Who's in haiku?
Be quiet.
So here we are then, all up in the grill of diversity. Before we bring you the diversity pay-per-view, now if you haven't heard this before, this is where the papers, they are, aren't they, on the broadcast networks. The papers are reviewed, but here is the only place where each day they are reviewed by a different diversity. It's the diversity pay-per-view, thus making us the most diverse radio programme, I'd say, actually, at any programme, television and or radio and or internet. That is why we're here, very much to make Lenny Henry, who's a big champion of these kind of things, tentpole his premier in Duvet. Josh joins us again today. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Reminders of your diversity?
Black British.
That's right. Now, what newspapers have you brought in today?
What newspapers?
Well, paper review, isn't it? So where have you got your stories from?
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, all right, no worries.
I wasn't saying you'd physically brought the papers in. Just, I know that you've got the stories from somewhere.
There you go, I'm in it. All right, cool, well this has actually been quite heavily reported pretty much everywhere, but I read it on the Metro and the Daily Mail in the Metro. This is actually quite funny. So a second, nothing's funny about what happened in New York, obviously it's not funny at all. But
yeah, let's be clear.
Yeah, but a second New York bomb was disabled when petty thieves accidentally dismantled the bomb while stealing the suitcase. So
That is good.
This is a true story. So 4 blocks from the first one, their action helped police track down suspect Ahmed Khan Rahami.
Yeah.
Because the mobile he allegedly left with the device was still intact because it didn't blow. A law enforcement source told the Metro, who in this world finds a pressure cooker with a phone and just takes the bag? And they were able to find Ahmed because of the unscrupulous actions of two thieves.
That is good, isn't it? I mean, I like the way that the thieves are, because when they tried to disarm the other one with a robot,
yeah,
it blew up because the robot cut the wrong wire.
That's right.
So what you're telling me is just two thieves are more skilled in bomb disposal.
They literally threw it out.
Than a robot trained to do the job.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Spectacular.
That is a good story. So did the thieves get away with the bag? I mean, they don't know who they were.
The police have put out like an urgent call. Like if you know, kind of come forward. We'd like to talk to you. Not a suspect.
Give you a commendation.
Yeah. No one's going to come forward, obviously, in New York City to the police.
Yeah.
Especially thieves, because I'm sure they're going to take their name.
You're going to give them a commendation for disarming a bomb and then arrest them for stealing a crappy bag.
It's ridiculous. But yeah.
It's a good story.
True story. They're accidental heroes.
Yeah.
You should do a film about it.
Do you know what?
You and Cornelius should star in it.
As unscrupulous thieves.
Well, you're looking a bit decrepit today.
Am I?
You're saying you look a bit decrepit today.
What? Is that in the papers, is it?
He normally looks much better.
I think someone's done his last diversity paper. What else you got, Josh?
What else we got? So, this one's quite funny. No, we'll go on to that later. But basically, so Johnny...
Why is everyone coming in here so organised today? First, Aidan hasn't got any of the facts about the music, and now this.
So Johnny and Alistair Brownlee, I don't know if you've probably seen this.
The wobbling runners.
Yeah, yes. Poor bloke. So he was running close to the finish line, and his brother Johnny was running close to the finish line. His brother Alistair carried him pretty much single-handedly the entire way. And gave up his positioning. He was actually in medal positioning, and he gave it up so to help his brother.
I saw. I've seen the footage. Yeah.
The reason why I don't know if you saw the end of that, but as soon as they got to the finish line, he just pushed his brother. He just probably just collapsed. Just landed. I thought he was actually quite injured.
It's happened here before with Johnny and Ash Gould as well.
Yeah, that
didn't
is,
it?
Yeah,
remember,
that is true. Yeah.
And they were getting right near the end of their show, and Ash just couldn't keep going, started wobbling.
He hadn't dehydrated, he wasn't hydrated.
Yeah, yeah, he hadn't paced himself over it. And then Johnny got him round the shoulder and sort of took him to the end of the show. But at the end of the show, Johnny just pushed him and Ash just collapsed on Ian Lee.
That's right, just right in front of everybody as well.
It was
Johnny Gould and Ash are tremendous athletes. But if it just proves that if you don't have the right... the intake of liquid, and so it can have terrible effects, wobbling all over the place. I've seen the footage of the running people, and it does look like he's just a drunk man.
Well, it's a world triathlon, yeah. He just, it's the way he lands. He lands with such impact and such force, his head just bounces off the floor.
Luckily,
like,
he was
Jesus.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, something quite bad could have happened.
But it was quite, you know, what a sportsman-like thing to do. His brother just came up and helped him over. I mean, if this was us, I'd leave you there. To be honest, Cornelius, I'd just leave you at the side.
Yeah, well,
side
at
of
least
the road.
I was winning.
And then, but now you're losing. And then I'd leave you in the gutter and I'd get the pooing runner, Paula Radcliffe.
Oh, Jesus.
To come past and do her business on you while you were there. That's what I'd do. I'd leave you there long enough to go, even though Paula Radcliffe wasn't in the race, I'd go and I'd ring Paula Radcliffe up.
Yeah.
And I'd
persuade her.
Get her on a plane to fly over to wherever we were. And
then she'd have to do the cycling and the swimming first.
She has to do all the whole event and come up. And then as she goes past you, stops near the finish line and just dumps on you like she did that time in the gutter.
How delightful.
Yeah. Great story. Right, what else have you got there?
Cool. Yeah, I've got three more. So, the Emmys. The Emmys were the other day.
They were.
And Emilia, I don't know if you heard this, but Emilia Clarke and Matt LeBlanc shared kind of a moment.
Did they?
On the red carpet.
So it's Emilia Clarke from off of Game of Thrones.
That's right.
And Matt LeBlanc off of Top Gear.
Yeah, Top Gear and Friends. Yeah, Top Gear. Is that what you described now? From Top Gear.
Top Gear friend.
So they talked about who is the bigger fan of the other, that type of thing, complimenting each other apparently. Then host Jason Kennedy asked LeBlanc if he was a big fan of Game of Thrones. He responded, yeah, I saw the first season and I kind of fell out of touch with it. I guess that's when she started getting naked, so I need to catch up. And so there was a huge backlash the next morning to LeBlanc about kind of sexualizing Emilia Clarke. And then it was
Though the entire premise of her getting her clothes off in Game of Thrones is usually sexual. So,
exactly.
To be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then a lot of people were calling him a dirty uncle because he's 20 years her senior. But I'm like, it's 20 years? I mean, how bad is 20 years, really, John Holmes?
Well, I guess it depends how old the other person is.
That's very obvious. Let's move on.
Yes, but you know...
Well, how old is Matt LeBlanc? I don't know how old.
So Matt LeBlanc is 49, Emilia Clarke is 29.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's what I mean.
As a man in his 40s, I say that's absolutely fine.
Nothing illegal. We're talking legal 20 years here.
Yeah, just a bit of flirting, I suppose, isn't it? That's all he's doing. I don't know.
Oh, God.
So, okay, so was this during the Emmys or after? I don't know.
It's on the red carpet. So when they're all going in, they have this huge event, the red carpet event. It lasts like an hour or two.
Yeah.
And they're having interviews with celebrities and they manage to kind of huddle together, those two.
I see.
And this is what happened. It really has been a huge backlash. It's been quite kind of...
Well,
that's
the problem. With this day and age, you see, you've got to be very careful, haven't you, about that? Because the Twitter is the home of the backlash, isn't it?
It is, really.
I mean, you know, we tweeted... Yesterday we did a played out a phone call we made while drunk to George Galloway, who does the programme on Friday nights here.
Yeah.
And we tweeted, that went out on Twitter. Talk Radio tweeted the audio of that out today, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's
and George
right.
Galloway has now blocked Talk Radio.
What did he say? What exactly was said?
He said, I can read it, terrifically grown up, spiffing, public schoolboys or just schoolboys?
So, because we phoned him up,
right.
Cornelius recited the lyrics to Black Eyed Peas' Where Is the Love at him, so it was
a phone call.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, well, it's a Talk Radio phone call. It's on SoundCloud.
You go to SoundCloud. If you go to the Talk Radio Twitter account, or mine, John Holmes 1, you'll find the link to it anyway, if you haven't heard it. Anyway,
yeah, I'm in.
So that happened, and then I tweeted back saying, he said, what sort of schoolboys are you? So he tweeted back saying, the mother of all schoolboys. And he's now blocked the account. So, well done, everyone.
So why has he blocked it?
We don't know. he's blocked the Twitter account, the place he works.
We can't ask him, Josh, because he's blocked the Twitter.
No one has his number, no one can text him.
Nah, it's fine.
Doesn't believe my phone.
Anyway,
I'll ring him on Friday and ask.
Talk to him over beer.
Final story, Josh.
So a pensioner told his wife... So a pensioner told his wife in an argument, you know, you have an argument with your spouse before, your girlfriend, Cornelius.
Yeah, all right.
Cornelius and a girlfriend. I mean, oh, you are a wag.
All right, so if you have an argument with your wife and it kind of gets out of hand, and then he said to his wife, which apparently was supposed to be in jest, that he'd rather be in jail than at home. And shortly after, he entered the Bank of Labour in Kansas City, in the States, and he said he had a gun and took $3,000 in cash from the bank. He then, instead of running, he took a seat in the lobby of the bank and waited for security and police to come. The police and the FBI showed up. He was in jail for a week, and he's now out. He's now been released. It's not known whether he's back with his wife.
I mean, it's one way to sort of have a peaceful night, I suppose, and, you know...
Just move.
I'd rather be in
That's
jail.
What I'd say, just move out rather than go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is, you know...
He probably wanted a break.
I mean, he's taking it to its extreme, I suppose, but... all right. Good.
Doesn't get much
But the best bit was when you said Cornelius had a girlfriend. So,
Poor Cornelius. Yeah. He may do.
It's his own mother.
Oh, God.
He taught him how to kiss at a bus stop.
Oh, God.
He was going on a date, a Tinder date, and it was his first one, and his mum walked him to the bus stop down the road.
Why would that happen?
Then he admitted to her during the conversation that he'd never kissed a girl, so his mum, in front of people on the bus stop, taught him how to French kiss.
This is a fantastic... So, do you have Tinder? Does anyone have Tinder?
I don't know, not at the moment.
Why do you look so suspicious?
You do look suspicious. Yeah. There's a story behind this, isn't
it? No, because I've never used it, and someone gave it to me once, and I've never used it in my life, I didn't know the whole swipe left, swipe right thing, if you liked someone, didn't like someone. But then you can also apparently swipe up, and it's like a super like, and it's like knowingly.
Isn't the rule that you have to swipe front to back, not back to front?
Oh,
or is
God.
That something else? I don't know. Anyway, that's the end of the diversity pay-per-view. Josh, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
After 3 o'clock, there will be the big debate. Your chance to win some meat in a game of band or banned book in around 40 minutes' time. If you'd like to play that, get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Five for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut? At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
On the radio, yes. Just after 3 o'clock, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Syrian aid convoy stopped after deadly airstrike. Skittles replies to controversial Trump comments. And uni doctors have their day in court.
Talk Radio.
All aid convoys in Syria have been suspended after a bomb attack hit at least 18 trucks, killing 12 people. The United Nations says the airstrike could amount to a war crime if it was deliberate. Both Syria and Russia are denying it was their plane. Jens Lark is from the UN.
As an immediate security measure, other convoy movements in Syria have been suspended. However, we remain committed to stay and deliver to everybody in need in Syria.
Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., has caused controversy by comparing Syrian refugees to poison sweets. The son of the Republican presidential candidate posted a photo of a bowl of Skittles, asking whether you'd take a handful if you knew that three could kill you. The maker of the sweet says it's an inappropriate comparison. Scotland Yard has charged two people with terror offences. A 45-year-old woman is suspected of encouraging others to commit terrorism, while a 50-year-old man has been charged with having information useful for terrorist purposes. Jeremy Hunt's political career is now in the hands of a judge who's retired to consider if the health secretary acted illegally by deciding to impose a new contract on junior doctors. Mr. Hunt says Justice for Health's complaint is without substance. The result is due to be published next week. And Sheridan Smith is set to return to the musical Funny Girl after taking a break for stress and exhaustion. The actress has been absent from the West End show since May, but is due to come back next year when it goes on a UK tour.
Talk Radio national weather.
Cloudy in the south and east with isolated showers. Brighter in the north and west with some good sun.
Highs of 18 degrees.
Okay.
In half an hour, Victoria will be back with animal news with Jazz. Jazzy animal news.
Jazzy animal news.
Jazzimal news.
Jazzimals.
Jazzimal news.
Yes. So this is because Victoria's news is, as of yesterday, for reasons no one quite understands, is a minute shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to fill the time up.
I noticed it that time. It was short, wasn't it?
I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
With extra news. So your choice, really. But today we've decided it is jazz and animal news. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
In one story, they're combined.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. In around a half an hour's time, that is. The big debate will
do
be coming next. Yes.
Ben,
you got to. Ben, got to.
Really don't want it.
Got it. Ben is Ben has the pre-recorded sport today. He's live from a marching band that's being trampled by a stampede of elephants.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino wouldn't say when Harry Kane will return to full fitness after confirming the forward has ankle ligament damage. The England striker injured himself after scoring in the 1-0 Premier League win over Sunderland at the weekend. It's reported Kane could be missing for 2 months. Pochettino says these are just rumours but can't give us a firm timescale.
How long will be the out of the pitch, but we believe that can be possible. He's in a very good mood.
On to tonight's EFL Cup third round action, Leicester host Chelsea. On the other side, Liverpool visit Derby and Arsenal travel to Nottingham Forest. Finally, Paris' rugby union win, Chris Ashton is facing a long ban if he can guilty of fighting an opponent later. Ashton has been charged by the RFU and will go before a disciplinary panel today. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben with the sport. Live from a marching band that was trampled by some elephants. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now today we'd like to bring on the crew. Here's Janie Lee Grace with the first factoid. Janie. Here's Tim Smith.
The chance of you dying is 10%.
Oh my goodness. The word silicone can be spelled 225 different ways.
50 pence of the Russian government's income comes from the tooth fairy.
And Janie Lee Grace.
Shakespeare uses hedgehog's teeth. His is the first written use of over 1,700 of them.
Wow.
Thai snake charmers kiss 19 highly poisonous cargo ships in an attempt to set a world record.
Factoids.
So we know now that the New York terror suspect with his disgruntled pressure cookers was apprehended after he was found dozing in a doorway. Now, of course, this isn't the first time that doorways have been linked to atrocities. Hitler was known to have several in his house and at least one in his bunker. The 9/11 attackers exploited doorways to gain access onto the planes that they then flew into the Twin Towers. And whoever commissioned Mrs. Brown's boys probably sat in an office that had at least one. So are doorways the gateways to evil? Would we be better off without doorways? After all, we now have evidence from New York that they are used to harbour terrorists. Of course, Albert's on the phone. He's phoned in on a number, which is a number that sounds like this, 08444991000. Albert, good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, John.
Hello. You think it's time we banned doorways because of this? Clearly, they've been used to harbour a terrorist, and you think it's time to get rid of them?
Yeah, they do. They harbour things, John. They harbour miscreants.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Don't like them. Never have. Never will.
So what are you proposing?
Well, you see, among the things, right, that I know for a fact, like living doorways, are miscreants, bombers, tramps, femme fatales, private detectives, people selling balloons, bits of chicken that fell out of bins, old damp fluff, seagulls, obese gentlemen who eat soup and say stare at ladies, continental types, hubcaps, monkey gland addicts, pushers, clowns, walrus mongers, pigeons, and Paul Hollywood. The list goes on.
It does.
I reckon we could get rid of all of that and put it in a big pit somewhere near Doncaster.
Yeah.
And build a car park over it.
Right. And that's what you do with all the doorways. You take them out, put them in a pit.
Wall them off.
And, and just...
All the miscreants, I'll kill the doorways, but I'll make them flash, John. Yeah. Flash.
So the door...
Against the building.
Let's be clear, you'd keep the door, but you'd make the doorway flush.
Yeah, because I like doors, John.
Yeah.
We're not proposing, it's just the way. The way bit, don't like that.
All right. Well, stay on the line for me, Albert, because this is...
They are the things.
Miscreants.
Yeah.
Stay on the line, Albert. I want to bring in Henry. Good afternoon, Henry.
Oh, good afternoon.
I was on the other line. Henry, you've been listening to that. Strong argument from Albert, isn't it? We get rid of doorways, we lose all the miscreants.
Who is this miserable so-and-so? I love a good doorway, John. Straight, open, smooth, graceful. If I see a door, sometimes I'll walk in and out of them several times for anything up to an hour. I just think there's something majestic about them, and he's completely missing out on that point with his obsession about miscreants and whatnot.
Well, he's saying keep the doors, lose the ways.
Well, if without doors, how can you break on through to the other side?
Yes, but it's not the door. He's not talking about the doors. He's talking about the door. The door. The door could stay. I think we I'm right, Albert, aren't I? Come back there. That's correct. The door stays, but it's flush.
The door stays.
It's flush.
The way it goes. I thought I've made myself perfectly clear on that point.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many more of these miscreants there'll be without the doorway manufacturing industry, which employs over 3 million people in this country alone?
It is the biggest. That is.
Preposterous nonsense.
He has a point, Albert. He has a point because
you don't manufacture a doorway, mate. What you do is you two blokes, one hammer, bang a hole in the wall. That's it. Job done.
Yeah, but
my old mum could make a doorway.
But a bloke who then employed.
She has. She has quite a few times.
Has she?
Using a bag of flour.
Maybe you should have done to your mum.
Wall.
But,
hey?
Go on, Henry.
You're a big fan of Doorway. Why don't you talk to your mum about it? I've spoken to your mum.
Oh, right. Nah. You see?
Let's keep it civil because, you know, this isn't going to solve the problem. This Doorway issue is a big thing now, and we need to discuss it in an adult manner. So let's just try and keep it civil, right? Let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you, Henry, first. How many terrorists have been found in doorways, yes or no?
No.
Albert, what do you think?
Absolutely not.
How many? Yes or no?
Oh, I lost count.
Yeah, but yes or no. Simple question, yes or no?
Yes or no question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my point. Yes. Yeah. So, and that's what a lot of people are saying. Now, it's not just doorways that are used to harbour terrorists, of course. We know, harbours are used to harbour terrorists, aren't they? If a harbour could be used to harbour terrorists, should we get rid of harbours with the same notion that we should get rid of doorways? Albert first.
Well, perhaps he also. I mean,
you're not called Albert. You're called Henry. Albert first.
Give me a chance, mate. Give me a chance, and I will air my views. I will air my views. Harbours, right?
Yeah.
Harbours are lovely. Harbours are what make Britain great, mate.
Yeah.
Right. Now we've Brexited, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we've Brexited, so we can wall off the harbours. Let nobody in.
Yeah.
Right. No more miscreants.
Yeah. That's so we get rid of harbours, right? What about
pull them off? Make them into car parks, mate.
Right. So do we put the harbour in a pit with the doorways?
No, we make it into a car park.
Right.
So we got loads of car parks. Because right now, what do you know what we are? We're a laughing stock.
Yeah.
We're a laughing stock. Yeah. But when the EU people come here and they go, wow, look at all them car parks.
Car parks.
Yeah. They'll be right impressed.
Yeah. What do you make of that, Henry? I mean, we're car parking over harbours and doorways now.
I'd like to see how we can possibly exit from the EU without a doorway to go through. We'll just be banging against the wall.
Yeah, but you're missing a point, you see. He's not saying get rid of the doors. He's saying get rid of the doorways, the ways where the doors are. That's what he's saying. He's saying you keep the door, but it's flush. It's a flush door.
Flush against the wall.
Against the wall.
What we do is we write Britain is great on all of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Britain isn't great.
Everyone can see it.
Well, you can't, is it? Is it? But would it be greater if you didn't have the miscreants and poor Hollywood, like Albert's suggesting?
I think they're part and parcel of a multicultural society, and I'm not fully in favour of them. And you don't get nonsense like this on George Galloway's show, which I usually phone into. We're all in favour of the rich tapestry of mankind.
Yeah. Well, I know, but, you know, this is a home of debate, and George Galloway once lapped milk off the actor Lulenska's lap on Big Brother.
I know, I watched that repeatedly.
I know. Okay, let me ask you this, right? I just want to have a listen to this.
Oh, I'm just wondering if Lulenska has a lap. I didn't know she had a lap. But it's nice to know she's got one.
Have a listen to this.
No, you can listen. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
That was the Doors there, wasn't it? Right? The Doors.
Yeah. I heard them.
Right. So, the Doors, come on, baby, light my fire. Right? You both heard that. Now.
Yeah, because he can't light a fire to save his life, that Jim Morrison. The widow is his head on drugs.
Well, he's dead. But the point of is that you... talking about the terrorists, right, in the doorway. Doorways are being... Yeah. That's the bottom line. Doorways are being used to harbour terrorists, right? And that song there is by the Doors, and they talk about lighting fires, and that's what terrorists do. Isn't it? Yes. Yes or no?
Of course.
Yes, listen, simple question.
I had a terrorist light my cat on fire.
He's so cute, but... You've got honours keen on doors. I'm much closer to doors. I just like doorways. I thought that was the discussion.
It is. We're talking about doorways. That's the point. But you can't have a door without a doorway. Getting rid of the doorways. Did you hear what he said, Henry? His cat got set on fire by a terrorist. And that's because... Was it in a doorway, Albert?
No, it was in a flap.
Oh.
My wife put some flaps in. Right, she's got these big flaps in the communal entrance.
Yeah.
I have to negotiate them every morning. It's the last thing you want to do every morning is...
Well, especially if they're on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they are.
I mean, that's a good question, actually, because if you think of some doors are flaps, aren't they? Cat doors, cat flaps. And thus... Some doors do.
Tunnels. It's a different thing, flaps.
Well, no, what about...
A network of tunnels.
What about saloon doors? They flap.
They're not really doors, though, are they? All this talk of flaps is giving me nightmares, to be honest. It's bringing back bad memories. I like Chaz and Dave. You heard Chaz and Dave? They did this song called Give It to the Girl Next Door. It's very funny. Give it to the girl next door. Give it to the girl next door. Now, that's comedy, mate. Has everybody... What has happened? Am I listening to some kind of perverse scene or a medical emergency or something?
And there.
Where's everybody gone?
We must leave the debate. If you could sum it up for me. In one word, Henry, sum up the debate in one word. And now, Albert, sum it up in one word.
Well, flats, mate. Thanks. Flats.
Oh, my God. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need doorways, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
This is Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Aintree, the A59 Ormskirk Road, which was closed south near Aintree Racecourse after an accident, has reopened. There's delays in Oldbury near the Samwell and Dudley Railway Station. The A4034 Bromford Road is closed because of an incident involving a vehicle which struck a bridge. There's queues on the M5 North, just north of Worcester, as you head up towards the M42 link because of roadworks. You can't leave the northbound M1 at 17 for the M45 at the moment because of a breakdown which is causing queues. And through Worth in Kent, the A258 is closed both ways because of a serious accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a lot of your reactions coming into today's big debate on not do we or do we not need doorways after that one was used to harbour the terrorist in New York. Is it time to get rid of them because they harbour terrorists? A lot of reactions coming in, Cornelius.
Lots then. Coming in, John. This one's from Whatever Next, who says, if we get rid of doorways, what about one way, highway and Curzon Way? And then Frank's also been in touch to say, and now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I am certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've travelled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it doorway.
Thank you very much, Frank, for that. Katie Hopkins, of course, told Julie Hartley Brewer this morning that she thought doorway should be covered up in Dorkinis as well. If you can listen back to that on Julie Hartley Brewer's whatever she's got. Harbours, John, you mentioned harbours being used to harbour terrorists. What if I saw a terrorist being harboured by a barber jacket. A terrorist was hiding in a barber jacket in a harbour outside a barber's shop. A barber shop near a harbour could be used to harbour a terrorist if he was wearing a barber. That's come in there. So, now, this is where we help people. Particularly those who've got their own Kickstarter project. Now, you know the people who beg for your coin because they want to achieve their impossible dream on a Kickstarter crowdfunding type project even. You know, someone's got an idea for a hen that lays a blueprint for peace in the Middle East, or an upside-down hat that catches the rain, or a live mouse that's controlled by a Bluetooth mouse. All of these ideas on Kickstarter, of course, and this is where we help such a one by giving it national radio airplay on the 34th most listened to radio station out of a possible 39. It's kicking a Kickstarter up the arse on Talk Radio. One such person is very much on the line now. I don't know whether it's about as far away from cats in Clapham Common as you can get, but let's find out. On the line is John. Good afternoon, John.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. So here we are then. You have a Kickstarter. We're here to kick it up the arse.
Yes,
what? Tell us about your Kickstarter, John.
Basically, it's just it's like a simple idea for just basically a toilet roll caddy.
So it's
toilet roll caddy.
Yes. So now, my memory of toilet roll caddies growing up was when my grandma had one that she'd sort of knitted herself. And it was like a tea cosy for a toilet roll, where you'd sort of pop it over the top, which, to be honest, just looked like a tea cosy over a toilet roll. So it didn't really disguise it or do anything. So why a toilet roll caddy? What's it for?
Well, basically, the idea came when we moved into our new house, me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we basically wanted somewhere to store toilet rolls.
Cupboard.
That was, you know, a bit unique. So I sort of, you know, did a quick sketch and obviously came up with the idea.
So describe it to us. Describe it to us.
It's literally like a plastic tree that's got six branches that you hang the toilet rolls on.
Yeah.
With a tray on the base, which basically stores either potpourri or fragrance rocks.
Yes. And it is, as they say, the best idea. It is simple, isn't it? It's there for people who do genuinely want to display their bog roll.
It sounds a bit weird when you say it, but it's just one of those things that I thought, well, you know, why not make something a bit more interesting out of something that's not
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you're right, because people tend to either... What do you do with your toilet? You stack it up by the side of the toilet. There's nothing so frustrating, John, as we all know, of not really taking in your surroundings when one has done a poo, and then one looks around and there is no toilet roll. And then you have to do what? The awkward shuffling walk to the cupboard.
Exactly, and this hopefully alleviates all that.
Yeah. Why six toilet rolls? I mean, that's after a particularly heavy night it might be useful, but why... Why six?
It was basically just for aesthetics, but also just because that's what you get in a pack usually. You usually get 12, admittedly, but we thought, well, if you go for six, then you can obviously, you know, it's relatively easy to make it, you know, not too big.
Yes, and it's the idea is it sits on the back of the toilet or wherever, does it? Is that the...
Yeah, exactly, yeah. On the back of the cistern or on, you know, a small shelf.
I think it's... I mean, what's good? What's interesting about it is it's a talking point, isn't it? Because if you've got friends around and they ask to use the facilities, they are going to come back out of your toilet and go, "What the hell's that?" Aren't they?
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, I've had loads of compliments on it, and that's exactly why I thought, well, you know, I'll try and get it produced and see where it goes from there. Really.
Yeah. I mean, is it? Well, at a glance, of course, you can see if there's one missing. But I suppose because of the aesthetic of it, if you run out of toilet, the incentive is there to put the toilet roll back on, because the slightly OCD part of me wouldn't want to see an empty branch. Is that kind of the part of it?
It can be, yeah. If that's the way you look at life,
yeah.
Yeah, there's always that side of it.
But I always like to look at life, John, through the prism of bog roll.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you use... I mean, do they just store there, or could you use, you know, or have you considered each of the branches of the tree being the sort of the toilet roll holder, as it were, so you could just pull it straight off that, or do you have to take it off the branches?
No, we were going to do, you know, use it as an actual, you know, toilet roll dispenser as well,
yeah.
Because of the potpourri side of it, we thought, well, it's probably better as a storage device,
yeah,
rather than the roll. You know,
did the potpourri storage idea come slightly afterwards, thinking, what should we do with the base of it?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's you know, multi-use then, isn't it? So you can go, well, it not only, you know, as I said, makes the toilet rolls a bit more aesthetically pleasing, but it actually gives them a useful... scent as well, so
yeah. I suppose, and you know, you can choose your own. I mean, to be honest, does it? I'm no potpourri expert, but does the scent of the potpourri over the time that the toilet rolls are stored on the tree branches infuse the toilet paper at all? I mean, could one argue that one was scenting toilet paper, and thus when one wiped one's arse, one's anus would smell of potpourri? Is that fair?
It could do. It's just literally like, you know, if you had strong enough potpourri, I suppose it would do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just a thought. I mean, you know, you can even get those. I'm just helping you out with a future idea. You know, you get those. Yeah. You could pour oil into the base and have a candle, a candle underneath, and then the scent, the heated scent would infuse it. I admit, a candle and toilet paper in close proximity is possibly not the best idea.
Definitely.
You might have to, you know, work out some kind of extinguishing system built into the tree. There's a line here that says, I'm going to read from your Kickstarter page. After many quotes and many phone calls tweaking the idea, I now have a solid product that can go into production. And I'm not sure the phrase solid product is apt in this situation, John, if I'm honest.
Yeah, right, okay.
I'm just thinking you might want to rethink that phrase.
Yeah. The wording. So, yeah.
Yeah. But look, honestly, it's you know, I the point of Kickstarter is this, of course. I haven't seen anything like this before. I like that there's choices of tree, depending on what you pledge. So
yeah.
Does the design change, or is it the size that changes? What is it?
No, that's purely the quantity. But I was going to do like different sort of colours.
Yeah,
because admittedly, the one we have is more of like a blue.
Yep.
But yeah, I thought I'd go for the nondescript sort of neutral grey for the, you know, the initial product.
Yeah. So depending on what you, so if I pledged, I mean, as I've got here, £50, I get the elm, which is two trees essentially. for yeah, each of my yeah. bathrooms should I require it.
Yeah.
I see.
Or as a gift.
Or as a gift, of course. Of course, it's a gift in return, isn't it, for the pledge, obviously. So how much money are you looking for overall to do this?
Overall, it was about 9,000, basically, to get... Because obviously, as you may be aware, the injection moulding process is quite expensive.
Right. I wasn't aware, but I am now. Thank you. Yeah, good.
Right. It's, yeah. To get the initial injection mould is, you know, quite a bit of money. So obviously that's basically what the initial setup's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So look, in terms of, I'm just again thinking outside the box here, but I think you could do different sizes because wouldn't it be handy to buy many toilet rolls in bulk and perhaps store them in a greenhouse on a larger tree, say about 50? And then all you've got to do is, it saves you going shopping, doesn't it? And then all you do is you go pop outside to your big tree where you know, toilet rolls literally growing on trees, and then bring that inside. What I'm saying is you could expand the idea.
You could.
You know, I'm just trying to be helpful.
You could even use your tree outside.
Yeah, but rain. You know, but rain. Yeah,
rain.
You know, you'd have to come up with some kind of umbrella. Anyway, look, you're the expert. I'm going to leave that to you. Thanks very much for talking to us. Give us the details of where we'd find your Kickstarter project.
You can find it on Kickstarter.
Yep.
Under TP Tree.
TP Tree. It's a toilet roll caddy for every home. If you've got a Kickstarter you'd like us to give a kick up the, I'm going to say, spotless arse to, then do get in touch, 87222. Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And it's just after 3:30. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. The United Nations has suspended all aid convoys in Syria after at least 18 trucks carrying supplies into Aleppo were hit in an airstrike. It's being reported 20 people were killed in the attack, which happened as a week-old ceasefire collapsed. Both Syria and Russia deny their planes were involved. Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has opened the annual General Assembly debate of world leaders with a call to end the fighting in the country.
Many groups have killed many innocents, but none more so than the government of Syria, which continues to barrel bomb neighborhoods and systematically torture thousands of detainees.
The makers of Skittles are distancing themselves from a controversial remark on immigration made by Donald Trump's son. Donald Jr. tweeted a photo.
There,
no, not all right.
What's happened?
Different bit of paper, wasn't it?
Yeah, different bit of paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lost your knees.
Yep. Donald Jr. tweeted.
Sorry, when this goes out on the radio, we'll just edit that bit out.
Edit it out. It's fine. I'll sort it. Wait. Hang on. Wait. Right. And if you start again in 3, 2.
The makers of Skittles are distancing themselves from a controversial remark on immigration made by Donald Trump's son. Donald Jr. tweeted a photo of a bowl of the sweets with a question asking whether you'd take a handful if he told you three could kill you. In response, Wrigley's America said Skittles are candy, refugees are people, and they don't feel it's an appropriate analogy. The Liberal Democrat leader says his party is the only one capable of depriving the Conservatives of a majority at the next election. Tim Farron's speech at the Lib Dem conference is making a pitch to attract Labour supporters unhappy with Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. The number of smokers in England has dropped to its lowest level since records began. Figures from Public Health England show that nearly 17% of the population are still lighting up. That's down from 19% in 2012. And Joey Barton's reported to be under investigation for allegedly breaking football betting rules. The Rangers midfielder is currently serving a 3-week ban from his club following a training ground argument. The weather cloudy in the south tonight, turning breezy in the northwest, lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow we'll have a dull start for most areas with a mix of sunshine and showers, highs of 21. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Now, it's just over 3:30, and if you've just tuned in, what's happened over the last couple of days is that Victoria's bulletins have become smaller. And not a euphemism, they're sort of a minute fewer than they were before at the top of the hour. So, and the reason for that is, well, unclear. But on Sam Delaney's show, to make up the time, she has to do entertainment news with Sam Delaney. And thus, she's been tasked by us of doing some other news to make the time up somewhere else. So, have we got some other news, Victoria? Because I think you were charged with doing news about jazz and animals.
Yes.
Great.
Talk Radio Animal News.
Right, you've even had some production made, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I start?
Have you got the right bit of paper?
Yes, I do. Okay, so police in Japan say a man managed to fight off an angry bear using karate. Sorry, I find this hilarious. At Sushi Aoki, who was almost attacked while fishing in the mountains, punched the 6'3" animal between the eyes.
What's that got to do with jazz?
It's animal news.
Yeah, but what about jazz news?
Well, jazz animal crossover news, really.
I mean, if he'd fought the bear off with jazz, with a paradiddle.
Yeah. Ooh, hello.
A paradiddle?
Yes.
Mm. No.
Did he not fight it off with his paradiddle?
No, it was karate.
It's a little paradiddle.
There may have been a soundtrack at the
time. Is this from a porno?
What?
The music.
Do you like it?
Are you in the porno now? Is that a line from the porno?
No. No.
What other animal news have you got to do with jazz?
Do you want more stories?
Yes.
Not really, but...
You've made me do this.
Go on.
So a zoo in Australia says a 9-month-old koala whose mother was killed in a car crash is being comforted after her death.
Why was a
by
koala
a stuffed
driving,
toy.
Driving a car?
I think it got run over. I don't think it was driving.
All right, fine.
Shane the Joey was given the toy koala after rescuers found him being chased by crows. And a dog has been rescued by the RSPCA after he got tangled in a garden swing in Teesside. Inspectors say they cut the rope to release Buddy, who was distressed. I don't have any jazz news.
Fulfilled the brief.
This is from a jazz mag.
I've got jazz, as we can hear, and I've got animal news.
All right. Jazzmal news with Victoria on Talk Radio. Have you got a natty finish for the music? Does it sort of stab out or anything clever? Or?
Someone say anything else?
No.
Who did the voiceover?
Oh, that was Ben Fletcher.
Ben from the sport. He specialises in pre-recorded announcements. And sport.
I'd just like to say all of my stories were true.
Can you end the news every day with that?
Yeah.
I'm Victoria Bourne. It's more than half an hour. All of my stories were true. Right, should we just press stop on the music? Is that how you want to finish it? Stop dead. Just stop it dead. Stop.
What about a nice little fade?
Yeah. Oh. No, Marta's doing it in the usual way she does it.
That's offensive.
Shall we carry on with some programme?
Okay,
fine. We'll give away some meat in 10 minutes or so, I suppose. Less than that, probably. Fewer than that. Chicken, beef or lamb. Somebody plays a game of band or band book against paid intern Cornelius.
Yes.
Or sausages.
Yes, chicken, beef or lamb. Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
That's back.
It's a new
sort of that.
New feature, new giveaway.
New feature.
What new features did he come up this week with? Sausages.
Box of organic veg as well, of course, because we're not racist. You can also win that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you'd like to play band or band book, Ask Broadcast will call you back. Now, shall we go onto the streets to find out what the people think?
Yes.
That's what we do on a daily and regular basis. We send our crack team of reporters, so-called because they are a team of reporters on crack, out into the streets to find out, put their microphones into the mouths of the people to find out what they think. Today, do they think feet or snow leopards?
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards. Feet.
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 Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
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 Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
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 Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
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 Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards. Feet.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopard.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
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 Feet. Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Feet.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
Snow leopards.
And that's what the people think today as we once again take the pulse of the nation. What are they? That's what they think. They think feet or snow leopards. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think feet? Or do you think snow leopards? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with either feet or snow leopards.
This is Talk Radio. We'll play Band or Banned Book next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I am an egg in your fridge. The last one in the box. I suppose you could have a really, really, really tiny omelette. But why not dream a little bigger? I'm thinking beef massaman curry with sticky rice.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Hunt.
It's our job to find them and bring them to justice.
Shoot. Pawn.
Let me give you like $8.50, and I never pay people what it's worth.
Let's get straight to the point. Blaze is a new entertainment channel from the makers of Ice Road Truckers, with US smash hit crime series The First 48, the award-winning Mountain Men, and all new episodes of Pawn Stars, plus much more. That's tonight's TV sorted. Blaze, Freeview Channel 83.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95 DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Aintree, the A59 Ormskirk Road, which was closed south near Aintree Racecourse after an accident, has reopened. There's delays in Oldbury near the Samwell and Dudley Railway Station. The A4034 Bromford Road is closed because of an incident involving a vehicle which struck a bridge. There's queues on the M5 North, just north of Worcester, as you head up towards the M42 link because of roadworks. You can't leave the northbound M1 at 17th, the M45 at the moment because of a breakdown which is causing queues. And through Worth in Kent, the A258 is closed both ways because of a serious accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Very shortly now, we'll be giving away some meat here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. You can choose from your prize. Will be chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Before that, though, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news this afternoon. Have you seen around and about in the news?
The news is ringing me.
The news is ringing you?
Yeah. The news?
What do you mean it's ringing you?
I'm getting a phone call.
Well, answer it, see who it is.
Hello? Hi.
Is Chris calling from Rentokil?
It's not ideal at the moment, no. Yeah, if you just drop me an email and we'll see if we can get that Rentokil story on Julia's show on whenever. Okay. Eating bugs? Yeah, okay, yeah, just drop me an email and we'll see if we can get it on. Okay, thanks. Cheers, Chris. Bye.
So I'll save you a bit of time in the morning, mate. I'm coming half an hour later, no?
Yeah, Rent-A-Kill want to send a guest into the studio for Julia's show.
What, to kill Julia?
No, it's about eating bugs.
Is that how Rent-A-Kill do it now? They just go around eating them.
I don't know.
Fascinating insight into behind the scenes of radio there. While Cass is through the glass doing her makeup. Right, it's... it's going to get new more than that. God, she's coming in. She's coming in. She's coming in. She's coming in. Hold the door. Hold the door. Right then.
What were we doing?
We were doing a news in haikus.
I can't get my head around it.
Five syllables. Seven syllables. Five syllables. We explain the news in Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Dem conference is on at the moment, but no one really cares though.
News in haikus. Stop that now. Right, it's 4:15. Let's give away some meat. To play today's game of band or, and today it's a game of band or band book. Band or band book. Joseph is on the telephone. Good afternoon, Joseph.
Hiya, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right then. Where are you, Joseph?
I'm in London.
London. Fashionable London's London. And what do you do in London, Joseph?
I work in a pub.
You work in a pub? Which pub?
The Bricklayers Arms near Tottenham Court Road.
The Bricklayers Arms near Tottenham Court Road.
Well, I know that one.
Yeah.
We all know that one.
Yeah.
I don't, actually. I'm just joining in. But anyway, Joseph, thank you for getting in touch. Now, this is where, of course, you can win some meat, okay? Now, it's a game of band or band book. I've got a list of things. It's either the name of a band or the name of a book that was banned at some point in its literary history. All you need to do is say band or book. And you can win a choice of meat. You can choose, if you get enough points, from chicken, beef, lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Which of those meat products would you like to win?
I think I have to go with the sausages.
Sausages? There you go. It's an inaugural sausage day.
Great.
And Joseph is going with the sausages.
Huge. All
right, strong choice. Right, okay, now you're playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Producer Dave will be keeping score.
Hello.
So here we go then with a game of band or... Stop that. Or band book. Here we go. Alphabetical order, of course, Joseph versus Cornelius. Joseph first. Band or book, Call of the Wild. Call of the Wild.
Book?
Yes. It was banned initially in Yugoslavia and Italy. It's by Jack London. A very good, strong start. Cornelius, Call of the Child.
That sounds like a band book, John.
Is a band.
Book?
No.
Oh.
Just the band. God of Small Things. God of Small Things. Joseph.
Is that a book?
It is a book. It was banned in 1996 for its interreligious sex scenes in India. Very good. Black Wednesday. Cornelius, Black Wednesday.
Banned.
Is a band. Is right.
Yes.
Joseph, band or banned book? Rights of Man. Rights of Man.
That's a book?
Yes, by Thomas Paine. It was banned in Tsarist Russia and... the United Kingdom. See, we're not just laughing, we're also learning. We're just learning. American Psycho, band or banned book?
That's me, isn't it?
Yes.
Book.
Correct.
It's a film as well.
Yes, but that's not part of the game.
Okay.
It's a banned book. American Psycho by Bret Easton Ellis was banned on publication. American Devils. Joseph.
Banned?
It is a band. Very good. Noddy and Big Ears have a queer adventure.
Banned book.
Yes. They had to change the title of that.
Yeah, probably.
So that's Noddy and Big Ears there. Joseph. Banned or banned book? Noddy Holder.
Band?
Yes, from Slade, of course, the lead singer of Slade, Noddy Holder. Cornelius, Noddy Holder and Big Ears have a queer adventure.
Band
no,
book.
No, I made it up.
Yeah.
No. The Bible. Joseph, the Bible.
Book.
Well, both. It's both, because the Bible were a band, and the Bible is also a book that, of course, is, and has been in its history, banned at certain times. Half a point for that. The Quran. The Quran.
Book.
Yes, banned book. Again, in certain places, the Quran has been banned in its history.
Quite easy, this one.
Quran Duran.
Banned?
A Muslim tribute act, yeah. Lorax. Well, it should
halal
be.
Covers.
Yeah. Her name is Rio. She's been thrown off a French beach. One of their songs.
Come on.
Because of the.
Yeah.
Lorax. Lorax.
Band.
Was a book.
Book. The Lorax. Can you let me finish, please?
Dr. Seuss, of course.
Banned
but weirdly,
book.
It was banned in California because it criminalises the forestry in industry. Did you know that? Lorax. The Libertine. The Libertine.
Book.
Book, yeah, absolutely right. Well of Loneliness. Well of Loneliness. Band or banned book?
Band.
Book.
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 Yes. Sorry, I must insist that you let me finish answering.
By Radcliffe Hall. It was banned in 1928 because it had lesbians in it. Mein Kampf.
Book.
Both, actually. Of course, it was Hitler's book and also a punk band called Mein Kampf. My Friend Flicker.
Band.
It's a book.
Book. John.
It's by Mary O'Hara. It had the word bitch and demon in it and was thus banned in Florida. It's literally in Florida. Black Beauty. Joseph.
Oh, that's a book.
It is a book. And
it could also be a band.
It was a book. I'll take your first answer there. It was banned in South Africa in 1955 because it had the word black in the title. True fact. Finally, a Kraftwerk orange. A Kraftwerk orange.
You've just made that up, so I'm going to go both.
It was a tribute band. It's a genuine tribute band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of course, doing Kraftwerk songs, but named after a Clockwork Orange, because they dress up on stage a bit like the things out of Clockwork Orange.
In orange?
In white.
Oh. What?
No points.
What, leave them all?
Book. Sorry, can you let me finish?
So, let's find out what the scores are in today's game of Band or Banned Book. Joseph there playing for sausages. Because
it's a Tuesday.
Check the system, shall we?
Let's fire up the system, Joseph. It's a very slow system, I do apologise. In advance. It's a very slow system, guys. Just booting it up now, and then we'll be in. And we're in.
Okay, we're in the system.
Okay, we're in the system, yep.
Band or... What's the date today?
It's not making any error noises today. You must be doing something absolutely right.
I'm not typed in the feature yet, mate.
Oh, right, fine.
band or band book.
Yeah.
Let's try entering that into the system. Yep. Enter.
Oh. Oh. What are the chances?
Cornelius against Joseph.
Oh.
Isn't that you, Joseph? Try that again. Joseph.
Oh.
Hang on. Let me try.
Sorry, it's just it's
is it with a J or a G, Joseph?
It's with a G.
A G. Sorry, I was going wrong. Joseph. Just doesn't like it.
It's P A. You put F.
Oh yeah. Joseph.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. That'll be it.
No. Just trying to work out the.
It's just a very slow system, Joseph. Sorry, mate. Might be a second.
In the system, it's a slow system.
Okay. Oh, oh file.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, system seems to have blocked talk radio on Twitter. That's weird.
Oh, just like George Galloway. Huh?
Oh, odd. Shall we? Am I? Oh, hang on. I think it's coming up.
All right.
Get to the printing, shall we?
Print it. Print it.
Print it and print.
It's quite a slow printer, Joseph. It's a really. It's got a slow, an old slow printer, print the scores. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Got the scores, John.
Yep. Now, Joseph is playing for sausages
because
it's a Tuesday.
Cornelius scored.
Yes.
4 points.
Four points.
Yes.
Joseph.
Yes.
Scored 10 points.
He's got 10 points. He's the winner. 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 He's won sausages. He's won sausages. He's won sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
What do they need?
Joseph, congratulations. You've won some sausages.
Woo.
Right. There we go.
Congratulations for me.
Yeah. That's it, now go away. Right, so that was Joseph on the phone there, and he's won sausages in a game of band or band book. Sam Delaney has joined us in the studio. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Hi, Sam.
Did you know George Galloway's blocked talk radio on
Yeah, Twitter? I heard about this, yeah.
How?
Sensational, isn't it?
He's blocked his place of work on Twitter, because Twitter, his place of work was trolling him on Twitter.
Yeah, he trolled me the other day. Well, some of his followers trolled me a little bit,
right.
And he jumped in. And he actually half defended me, but half trolled me as well. You don't know where he's coming from. That's what I like about Galloway. You can never see what angle he's going to take.
No.
He's playing mind games with all of us. And right, what were you talking about? Well, we'll be talking about Labour leadership and a split. He'll take issue with me on that. He takes issue with me on my position. He said, you clearly have a position on this. It is apparent in every vibration of your voice. And I was like, well, yeah, I've got an opinion on things. I thought that was allowed, but he wasn't happy. But anyway, I've got some breaking news. I've never broken news on this show before, but it might not be breaking.
Is it that Bradley Pitt and Angelina Jolie are split up?
Thanks a lot.
You've ruined his breaking news.
Idiot.
Oh, I was just wondering, is that
going to be
the...
Yes. Well, it's not. You've broken it now, says it all about this mess of a station.
I'm really clumsy with news.
That you're like... You're the journalist who gets to break the biggest story of the year.
Yeah,
nice one. You should see them outside. They're wrestling with each other.
A lot
of them have stripped off on the news team.
Yeah.
There's wrestling going on, bloodshed. But I won't have to present much because they just have a three-hour tribute pre-recorded like when the Queen Mum dies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They've got that good to go.
Brangelina.
Yeah, they update that every week and it's just ready and it goes. So I'll be sitting there just drinking that in. That's what most of the show's about.
Yeah, just the tribute pouring in already
tributes,
for them.
Yeah. Tributes, yeah. We'll have all the celebrities on.
Yeah.
Floella Benjamin a lot.
Yeah.
She'll have a lot to say about it. You can just imagine Floella Benjamin now with her told you so attitude.
Yeah. I've seen pictures on the TV where they're leaving flowers next to some of their adopted children that they got from other countries.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So. Some people just don't know what to do, so they're just baking a cake in the shape of their faces. Because they just don't know how to respond. That's it. There's like an emotion. It's like when Diana dies.
No one
same
knows
sort
what to
of
do.
Outpouring.
No one
yeah.
knows what to do. All right. Well, we look forward to that then.
Good.
Sam Delaney with all of the broken news that's already been broken. Next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow. I'm John Holmes. 1 till 4.
Talk Radio. Listen. phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.